Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Well, we ain't got much time. I see everything countdown. You got races going on this week. You got races going on coming up August 7th. I see a lot of people been talking about be ready, but are they really ready, or are they just turning around and just putting the DPs up and paying DPs? And you got a lot of guys that said, give me the week of, and let's put some DPs down ahead of time. Well, this is the week, so if you got time, let's see who's ready and who's not. Who's DP ready? I've been hearing a lot of talk lately. I know next week we've got a couple more guys that said they got to lock in their DPs. So I want to see who's ready and who's bullcrap, and that's all. Let's be real about it. Who going to pay those DPs? That's what we're going to see. Where my man at? I see Fat Albert here also. I got to get old my man Mount Vernon Dave in here too. Got to get him in here because I know what's going on. And you got to hit that one button. Oh, hold on. Let me make sure I get this one in too. Mr. Cliffy, 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Greetings, Joe. How's everything?
Oh, man, hanging in there. Thank you.
Good.
Not bad. Albert, what's going on, Cliffy?
Well, you know, I guess I could say a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That's about the best I could say.
Mm-hmm.
sitting at the poker table waiting to poke, you know, waiting to put my hand down. That's about it.
Okay. You got anything going on, or are you just sitting back a little bit, watching?
No, I'm sitting back. I don't have nothing locked, if that's what you mean.
But you ready to gamble?
You're
going to gamble on some of those cars that's going racing this week.
Yeah, I mean, I will definitely gamble. I mean, that's the name of the game, gamble. You know, not go broke, but gamble. So let me say that.
Yeah.
Let me be clear with that one. You know, some people got that confused. I don't. Sorry.
Way to go. That's how you do it, champ. That's how you do it. You gamble, but you ain't going broke. I like that.
Yeah. Good top of the morning to you, brother.
Top of the evening to you.
All right.
Yes, sir. Hope everybody doing good this Tuesday.
Absolutely. I missed you guys last week, you know, but I actually
Happy birthday, you know. Hope you enjoyed yourself. You ain't supposed to come on the radio that night.
Listen, I certainly enjoyed myself, man, and that's no lie. Shoot, I wanted to extend. I wanted to ask God for another birthday. I said, listen, let's keep this going.
Lord, look, the text message is starting already, Joe.
Oh God!
Oh Lord! Here we go. Ask Cliffy when he gonna lock ODB in. Lord, why can't he come on the show and ask Cliffy right here? You know who did it, Cliff? You know I ain't even gotta say.
You know it don't matter who did. It don't matter who
Uh-oh,
did. I'm used to them fellas. It don't matter.
Oh, they say. Oh, I'm sorry. He said I said bad mouth crew. Well, ain't ODB bad mouth?
No. No, see, all that bad mouth crew, I don't want to hear that shit. Because every fucking week there's a new addition to the bad mouth crew. I don't want to hear that
shit. Didn't they call last week? I thought somebody called them the loud mouth crew.
Oh, Lord. Look.
You heard
they
that? Come on now. Didn't he say it?
Look, he said, when is Cliff going to lock in Bigfoot or Sweet and Low? So, yeah, it's two of them.
Oh, you have to be ashamed of your damn self say something stupid like that.
I'm only reading it verbatim.
That's Marcus. I can imagine.
No, it ain't Marcus. It's that other one, Joe.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this here mic for him. Hold on. I'm going to open this thing on my 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's happening? Yes, I'm on here. The Bad Mouth Crew himself. God damn it, I'm on here.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir, I'm on here.
Hold on, Bad Mouth Crew.
What's happening?
You got to explain something that happened to Cuz last week.
Uh-oh.
He lost his name.
What I got to explain?
Uh-oh.
He is no longer. He's called Lot. He ain't called Lot Lizard. He called
Lot.
Am I lying? Hold up.
Hey, Joe.
If you think I'm lying, they ran for the name. He was only allowed Lot. They took the name off the car. Antoine?
I ain't worried about that.
Hell no. You ain't getting out of this here. You want to talk for your cousin?
The man had an issue. You see what was going on
Listen. Listen, hold up. A win is a
Come
win.
On,
don't matter.
It.
Y'all would have ran it.
Correct.
Week,
yes.
Oh, well.
Absolutely.
It's the same way y'all did with Weebly.
Absolutely.
So the man lost his name. How can he regain his name?
Man, he told them to lock the fuck right back in.
Yeah,
it
but
don't matter. They
want
to make sure they take the name. I'm saying, the deal was they ran for the name.
Keep all the fruit right in the basket, man. Call the orange,
hey,
apple, ass. Keep the fruit basket right.
I'm keeping it that way. Absolutely.
So did they I'm going to tell you how bad it was. Meek got on and did a live feed, and I ain't never seen that lizard with an X through it. But now he ain't show that damn lizard.
He did what now? I ain't see that.
You see those rental cars? What was that, Geico? And he had an X with that Geico over there.
Some
of you saw that, Fat Albert.
He said the green lizard is fast, But the other, y'all is the brown lizard. The green lizard, Geico, is the only one that's fast. But y'all got a brown lizard. He ain't fast.
Antoine, did you bet on that race? Did you bet on that race, Antoine?
I couldn't get a bet on it.
So that's enough.
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, shit. I mean, all right. I mean, I'm
not
mad.
No, I ain't mad at you, but I'm just asking. You got to come here and explain. Listen, Antoine, we ain't saying that.
Yeah.
Everything good. We just want you to explain. Mm-hmm. He done lost his name. So what is the car going to be called now?
I don't know. I ain't talking. It's a lot lizard on New Jersey. That's what it's called.
No, it's not. He said they can't have lizard at all. It can't be no lizard.
I don't know.
What they going to call it now?
Dr. Lotz, I guess. I don't know. I haven't talked to LaRon. I ain't talked to him.
Let's get LaRon on here. We got to ask him this thing. We got to hear what this new car called now. So when he runs Jason, he got to be called a different name.
Hey, yo, Antoine, what's the story with Bigfoot, man? Y'all, listen, it's a good-looking car, whatever, all the way around the board. I mean, y'all pushing, and you know, I don't call our parts, but everybody about know what the fuck that car is made of and capable of. I mean, why y'all pushing that thing on every fucking body? Y'all pushing that motherfucker on Tonka toys, every fucking thing.
Think about what is. It's literally an all steel, all glass, 35+ hundred-pound car. A true street vehicle. We can run you from custom keys to goddamn MIR and back. It's a true street car.
Don't make me put that thing on the scale, so I don't want to talk about that. So.
I'm serious. Look, I tell you, ask Fat Ass Fat. Get mad back, Joe. You see it? It's all steel, all glass. It's all steel, all glass.
Let me clear this up. Joe, I looked at the car. That bitch is 3,300 pounds.
Easy.
Get the hell out of here. You're 3,300 pounds. Not that car. No, I'm just fucking with you.
I tell you, I
couldn't resist, man. You my man. I mean, you forgive me, but I couldn't resist.
Oh, ain't no problem, Cliff, but you got one coming before the night over. But anyway.
Oh, man.
No, but, I mean, she, everything he said is absolutely true, though.
I mean, it's still got work in the interior lights in it. I'm not lying to you. Everything is, yeah, it's truly, all jokes aside, it's a show car, no lies. The car sat up for 10 years in a garage. The setup, he just kept waxing it and just keeping it clean. That's just how the owner is. He's had 6 vinyl tops on his car in a matter of, like, a year and a half. He didn't like the way it looked. He just replaced it. That's just his position. That's the way he is.
Well, short, here's my million-dollar question. Why the hell don't he drive it instead of your boy?
He don't want to drive it. He's like me.
That's,
he don't
no,
really want to drive it.
He don't
he doesn't
drive
want
it.
To. He's an older guy. You know what I mean? And a lot of this stuff, like I said, certain stuff with new technology, a lot of people don't know and don't understand. And he's the type of person, he wants to understand everything before he do anything.
Oh, how old is that man? That man ain't that old.
Yes, he is.
He's old enough to watch his own shit. He's old enough to get his ass in his own shit. I'm not.
He
got to
be old. Look. He got to be over.
How old is he?
Over. He got to be over 65.
He just sits back and just enjoy his stuff. Him and his wife. He just enjoys it. That's all he do.
Somebody keep hitting in. I got to make sure I get these guys in because they don't turn around. I got to make sure they're in. 678-1669. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, everybody? This is Will.
What's up, Dad? How's everything?
My running crew. All right. I heard somebody was looking for my running last week.
Yeah, that was a bad mouthful over there.
After Kevin straightened his ass, I'm on here now. Kevin called for
Who is this?
Who's this?
This is
Mount Vernon crew. You heard what he said.
Mount Vernon. The man boy.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
He's telling you how it is. Now y'all got Step up to the plate. Let's see what you got to say to him.
I said when ODB is back together, yes, I will run them. Head the fuck up. No questions asked.
Where Marcus at?
He's probably in the shop. Hold on. Let me call him. Hold on.
He in the gym.
Go ahead and call him and get him on. Get him on because he was the one that called out on Vernon.
Hold on. To get him on if he ain't going to run until he gets his call back.
That's right. That's, tell him, Bob.
No.
Reality is, you got all pressure to get the fuck off the phone.
They got more than one car. They're going to put a car on.
Hold up,
Bad Abbott. They've been calling the Mount Vernon crew out for long. Now they got time to respond. So let him say what he got to say.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Antoine, a grown man. Hold on.
Fat Abbott, they ain't the only ones with more than one car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to put another car on you.
No. They want to put that truck on me. I want that truck.
What? You talking about ODB?
Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, I tell you, anytime we lock it, it's got straight off the fucking trailer for your much.
That's how I do it, son.
Yes.
Lock it.
Yes.
Once she comes
back together, it'll be after Labor Day. I'm telling you now, it'll be after Labor Day when she comes back. Yes.
Listen to me.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to put more space on you than Weeby Cooper did. Now watch this.
Yeah, okay.
Weeby was
back.
A fluke.
Watch this.
Weeby was a fluke, I promise you.
Okay.
I tried to run Weeby the same day. He told me no.
Call me. Hold on.
Well, we know that wasn't a clean race, so you know what I mean. You lost.
And I didn't like the way I lost. I tried it over and over.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you know,
so. After the race, before I tried that car two more times, I asked Weeby to lock me back in for the same money. He told me no. He said
he
ain't gonna do it.
He didn't lock you back in, but he turned around and gave the next joker the break. And then got Eddie.
We all know when you're running for free money, I just might have a break too. But it is what it is.
I guess you're right.
That Bowmouth crew, if y'all want to run no man boys, y'all coming out of Maryland. If y'all not coming out of Maryland, don't even think to call us. You don't hear talking all that shit about the Mount Vernon. I couldn't hit that one button the other day. I was pissed off. But tell me straight, y'all.
What, was your finger fucked up or something? Why couldn't you hit it?
I couldn't talk. I was doing something. I was busy. I couldn't talk.
All right, well,
I was on there. You couldn't hit it.
I mean, damn. Shit. I mean, everybody fucks your finger up every now and then. I'm cool with
that. But my big cuz took care of it. Kevin Hunt took care of it, so...
Okay.
And I don't know what the hell they barking up history for. Ain't nothing in that camp could whoop that man. But, you know, all we was told, I said a list to say anything.
Hey, you said, hold on, and nobody know, and whose camp can beat who?
And
y'all
camp. Y'all camp.
Well, y'all just don't know.
Can't beat who?
Can't beat Kevin Hunt.
Oh, Kevin. Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, Fat Abbott, I was on the show last week, hollering about the Mount Vernon boys. I'm going to stand on
Ken
Toes.
Good report.
I'm here.
Good report. You're right. That's why I'm quiet. I'm going to let them defend themselves. They sure was.
Hello. I'm here, y'all.
Hold on. I'm taking care of something. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Now you got to go get somebody else. Marcus,
No. I ain't got to get nobody. I just got a phone call with my homeboys. Would you listen? I called Marcus to try to get him on the phone. I don't know what he's doing, but I just got a phone call to one of my homeboys that just passed away. That's why I wasn't on the phone for those couple quick seconds. Well, yeah, I'm sitting here sending out a text real quick. But no. That ain't nothing. That you know what I mean? That's nothing. I'm waiting for. He should be getting ready to call in any second. But yes.
This what we'll do. ODB slow. lock me in for a date.
For what?
You say Labor Day, right?
I said it'll be after Labor Day, yes.
First weekend after. Listen, man, we're about to change y'all name. Y'all call my y'all the Badmouth Crew. Now y'all backing up.
I'm listening to you. I got time. I'm listening.
After Labor Day, the next lag T Joe Gray custom tees yada yada thing going on.
Well, Wawa got something going on too though. Wawa and them got something going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got a date
that.
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but hold on. One thing about it, the man boys don't need a event to run.
I hear you,
absolutely.
Bro.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you know what? That's true indeed.
So, ODB, you want to lock me in for 2 weeks after the Labor Day?
I'm not locking nothing until I get oil. When I get oil pressure in that truck, as soon as I get oil pressure in that truck, I'll call you. I'm gonna be real with you.
Okay, all right, I got you. Joe, put his phone on mute.
When it came on here, last week, I asked the question. I asked Kevin this. I said, Kevin, who are the top five people out of Mount Vernon that's running? And he said, I put the man boys first. And he said he got to put himself four times right back to back to back. And I made a comment to him. I said, so if I knock off the man brothers, then the man boys, then what am I? That's what I said. Which is but it's cool.
Well, you got a race, but the way you was froggy last week, like you was race ready.
I asked a question because everybody up here keep booing out of Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon. So I want to know who was the top
because
five in from Mount Vernon this fucking race.
We some bad jokers, man. See, we not like y'all. We will come out of our state to race. So,
what you mean? We come out of our state to race. What are you talking about?
Y'all go to Merlin, y'all go to Buzz Creek, and then y'all go to Custom T. That's it. Y'all go nowhere. But I'm telling you,
we go
to more tracks.
Come on.
Listen,
come
if
on.
Y'all want to run the man boys, we're not running in Merlin, Buzz Creek, or Larry T. So we're going to find a track in the middle.
Okay. I like that.
I live in Atlanta. The car stays in New York. That car stays in New York. I'm born and raised from Mount Vernon. So since it's guys from Mount Vernon don't want to represent Mount Vernon, I'm going to represent Mount Vernon like I always did.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Hey, Joe,
well, hold
on.
I got about six mics. Hold on one second because I got to make sure I open these guys up.
Hey,
Fab,
what's the date for North vs. Delta at Galat?
That's in October.
It's in October.
You know, what's it like, the 9th?
That's too far. That's too far.
What's the date?
Well, when y'all get closer,
calendar.
Y'all can get one. But let me make sure I open up these guys' mics because I know they waiting on here. They trying to get in. Hold on right quick. Let me see what I just had. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas? Just seeing what's going on with y'all. I haven't heard from y'all in a minute.
Okay.
What's up?
Yeah, you got your big days just coming Sunday, ain't you?
Yeah. Yep.
Hey there, Tori.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Hey. What do you got? One race or two?
I have one, and Jazia has two.
Okay. Jazia gets the break, and right? Is that what
he gets
is?
The break to the quarter. Yeah, he gets the break to the quarter.
Hey, I need somebody to text me the address to that track, too.
Now, hey, let me ask you a question. How that work? Everybody's telling me that the track closed at 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock?
Yeah, man.
At
4
o'clock,
That's why
it's from 10 to 4.
I didn't get my plane ticket. So I was coming.
God
and they
damn.
They told me they closed at 4, so.
It ain't worth me coming up here for no. They close at 4 o'clock. God damn.
Yeah, and they said they strict, so they told me don't even come unless the Badmouth crew.
Oh, but
me
I want to go see Toy Race, and I want to go see Lot. The Lot. I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Joe. I slipped up. Lot. I want to go see Lot race. God damn. 4 o'clock. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's because it's not a grudge event. You know, they have any little...
Right.
Motorcycle points meet, so they just
they're gonna
try to squeeze us in. But that was their original plan, was for them to be open from 10 to 4 for that motorcycle.
Oh, y'all gotta
meet
squeeze
thing.
In with the motorcycle event too, and then still go at 4?
Yeah.
What time does the track actually open?
I believe it's 8:30. I think it's 8:30, I believe it is.
Shit, the first grudge race better go off at 9 o'clock. If not, there's gonna be a couple of them ain't gonna get off.
I mean,
if
people don't be testing all day and they get right to business getting them lanes, don't be bullshitting, races get off. If you bullshitting, you want to test all day, then that's the one that's the problem.
Wait, and what's this thing got a text say, fuck all that, tell Fat Albert lock somebody in? Who is this? I ain't got my glasses. Is this from Marcus? He say lock him in?
Marcus said lock somebody in. He said go ahead and get somebody locked in. That's what he said.
You want to lock the man boys in? Wait a minute,
after we get off the show, we'll go ahead. I'll get Marcus on the phone.
I don't know which car.
I don't know. I don't know. He got like 16 cars. I don't know which car he wants. He trying to lock.
Hey Joe, I'm getting messages from the lot. From Lot, he said, my name is still Lot Lizard. Fuck you, Albert.
Oh, shit. No, he ain't say that. Hold on. I got to make sure I open up this mic right quick. Hold on 1 second. 516-1578, your mic is open.
You damn right I said that. I damn sure did say that. I damn sure did say that. I so did.
Did they take the lizard off for real?
Yeah, that was the... That was the bet. Yeah, that was the bet. Pull off the lizard.
He snatched the lizard off, dog.
Yeah. That was the bet. Whoever lost.
Did you see what Dotson made his live feed?
Yeah. Listen. See, the thing with me and Dotson is the difference is I lost. I'm going back out there. When the Badmouth crew beat his ass, where was he at? He disappeared.
Every time we beat him, he disappears. This ain't nothing new. This is about the fourth time he disappeared.
I took my loss.
Hold
right?
On,
I lost that same night, and I said I locked them back in.
Yeah.
They disappeared. They wouldn't even race me the same night. So
I got it.
Okay, buddy.
LaRon, this is Cliff. How you doing, bro? How you feeling?
Cliff, I'm still on your ass from that week when Marcus said, but I'm
listening.
Nah,
you'll get over it, but I'm going to tell you something. No, seriously.
What's going on, Cliff?
I never liked Lot, the name Lot Lizard anyway. That dude did you a favor. Here's your next opportunity.
No, he didn't,
because
guess what? I'm still Lot Lizard, and when I come to the track, you're going to still see my name that says Lot Lizard. And if you didn't like the name, you could go after EP, because EP,
no,
we're supposed to be the first two down the track at 10 o'clock.
No, I ain't going after nobody. Not that day. I'm just saying, man. I just figured you want to change the name.
Why would I change my name and that's what I'm known as?
All right, well, I guess you got a point there.
All right.
It's still a fucked up name.
No,
well,
that's a lovely
name. A name that you can't have Lot Lizard no more.
Nah, we didn't. That wasn't the actual no.
Oh,
we
okay.
said who was the real Lot Lizard, but the thing was, like I said, my acceleration rod broke what came off. So
I did see that.
I mean, yeah. So the same night, I asked them if they wanted to run it back, and you see how that went.
Okay.
A lot of people ain't quick to run shit back. You know. As you keep racing,
oh yeah, definitely.
Out.
But hey, look, I can't win them all. But since I lost that race, I'm gonna take it out on y'all when I come there Sunday.
No, you
so
ain't gonna
I'm
take
gonna
it.
Say
y'all
that
who? God Almighty!
Holy fuck up! Y'all who? Be clear. Y'all who?
You? Hey, I'm, where you live at, Cliff?
I live
New
up
Jersey.
This way, but I won't be nowhere near that scene.
Other than that, you live in New Jersey, right?
Absolutely. And I'm from the north.
So guess what? Guess what I'm calling it? I'm calling it the Lot Lizard versus New Jersey. So y'all, you are a part of it. If you live in New Jersey, it's Lot Lizard versus New Jersey Sunday.
Hold on a second, you guys. I got to make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. Hold on. Y'all stay right on. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, Pat Albert.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Goddamn, my runner in the house. Stand up, my brother.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Ding, 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 ding. You won't represent Mount Vernon last week, but you, I live
you're
in North Carolina.
You're telling a damn lie. You're telling a damn lie.
Hey, Pat Albert,
I asked them why they so hard about on Mount Vernon. That's what I said, Fat Albert.
Yes, they were. They was on Mount Vernon.
And I asked them why they so hard on Mount Vernon.
Where's
Mount Vernon Dave at? Boom. Mount Vernon Dave, come on this phone right now, because I saw him put a post out about Mount Vernon the other day.
I heard somebody talking and say they in Atlanta, but the car was up north.
That's me. I'm Wawa.
Oh, that. I see you in Alabama.
Yeah.
Marcus said lock you in, but I don't know what car to lock you in with. He said lock. He said he's doing something right now.
Okay. This is what we'll do. He'll lock a mystery car. I lock a mystery car in.
Ain't neither one of us mystery cars. I can tell you, it's between the three Novas. I can guarantee it's between the three Novas. That's all I'm saying. But I don't know. I don't know.
Well, y'all got three Novas. We got three cars. It's going to be between one of our three cars.
Okay. No, he's saying, if you can say which car you running, I'm sure Marcus will text back and say which car he going to run.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Marcus came on here talking about lock. He didn't say.
What cars y'all got? I want to know. I'm nosy. I was talking about Mount Vernon last week, too.
We fast. You know what I told you in Alabama? You better join us.
What you told me in Alabama?
We got a Chevelle. I got a 66 Chevelle, I got a Malibu, and I got a Camaro.
I run your Malibu with the Nova. Fuck it. I'm gonna speak for my cousin. I run that Malibu.
I'm not coming
with my Nova.
I'm not coming though. I'm not coming because
they come on at 4:00. You said meet in the middle. You said meet in the middle. I'm willing to do that.
Okay. That's what we do. When you get back. This is what you do. Since you in Atlanta, I'm in Atlanta. I run you with my Chevelle.
Which is how you Chevelle said? Big tire, Willy bars and shit?
Big tire, Willy bars, big ass fucking motor. That's how I sit.
And how you want me to run you?
You want to run me? I guess head up. you the one came asking me for it.
Hey, Joe.
LaRon, remember what I told you, man. You better join us. Don't go against us.
Why
do y'all
want to run the Malibu? I'm not jumping cruise.
Because the Malibu is in New York.
They welcome me with open arms. I'm not leaving them. So I tell you what. When you want to run your Camaro at? I'm going to show you some shit.
We both live in Atlanta, and I will get off with that Camaro.
So you want me to pick the track?
Nope. Nope. Hell no.
Oh, shit.
If you run my Camaro, I will get off you because it don't make sense.
So you coming. So let me put this like this. So my little car, you want to get off me with your Willy bars and big tires. You need to be ashamed of yourself.
Hold on. You just said this, man. See, you get down with the Badmouth crew. You get a little...
I asked which car you said the Malibu. You said your Camaro.
I said the Malibu. Listen, the Malibu stays in New York, but I travel.
You want me to transport it up here?
I travel with it. Listen.
You want me to transport
Malibu
it up here?
In New York. the Chevelle and the black Camaro, the Chevelle and the Camaro stays in Atlanta, 30
uh-huh.
minutes from you. So whatever track we can go to, that's the fair. I will get off you. Or what we'll do, I take my Chevelle and I run your head up.
Hey, Sylvester.
Big ties, man. We got big ties.
Everything got big ties. Y'all know. Y'all must get fast. I got to be big ties and shit to go down the track.
I'm fast, dude.
I see why they said Matt Valor's slow. Y'all got Willy bars and big ties on everything.
Everything.
God damn.
The Malibu got small tires on it.
Fuck it. Let's go to Phoenix City, run off the trail. I don't give a fuck which car you got.
Okay. When you want to do that? When? When you want to do that? Oh, wait, you can't do it this weekend, right? Next weekend.
I think August 1st, they asked me to come down there, and I check on another day that they asked me to go to Phoenix City.
Nah, we gotta run before August.
I'm booked up.
Where's Phoenix City? Where's that at, y'all?
In Alabama.
Where's that at?
You said, how am I booked up, man? I'm worldwide.
What's wrong with you?
Didn't Kevin just tell you on Worldwide, man? You see me down there. I'm chilling. I'm talking about me in the car Worldwide.
I got tracks. I'm reserved at.
Well, like I said, we'll run 7 days a week down here. We don't have to have an event.
My next available day is August 1st.
I can't promise you that. Where? You talking about Phoenix City?
Oh, my God. Yeah, in Phoenix City.
Okay. Well, if I'm still here, if I'm not out of town or whatever,
come on.
I'll be there.
I'm back on here.
Yeah,
hey, Fat Albert.
I hear the bushes.
Hey, Fat Albert. Marky said, "Well, he'll tell the man boys, he'll take Sweet and Low and run them with their goddamn Malibu after it cools off. Head the fuck up, straight off the rims."
When? Saturday?
When? He said
after it cools off, so anytime after Labor Day. Oh,
Saturday?
Joe, when you got a race at the beach?
He said he's not running at the beach.
Oh, he's not running at the beach. Okay. Well, I tell you what, when I get back street, I'll try to go and get this shit lot for your North versus South race down there a lot. Off trailer.
It's going to take that long?
But that's talking about for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally. Because when I come to North Carolina, I'm coming there shooting straight bullets. I got about 7 people on the list, and you number one.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Hold on, you guys. Let me open up a couple more of these mics. Hold on a second, you guys. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Where'd you get those from?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I got a lot of background noise.
I got these online.
845-0695. You hear me?
That's the same guy who's
trying to... Yeah, you got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on mute.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, he trying to race in October. That's from last week. Mute his mic.
Okay, hold on.
Let me host this show, though. I'm a hostess.
Hold on.
What's the difference?
Hold on. Open up another mic. 631-4148. Your mic is open. 631-4148. Your mic is open.
He don't even know his number. Mute him, too.
Damn. Dave, hit the one button, thing. Please. Dave was just on here. He clicked off. I'm burning Dave.
I'm glad I'm getting out of this city. All this damn rain down here in Atlanta.
Hey, fella, it's been raining all day.
I know.
You ain't lying, man. It's been raining for the last 2 weeks. You ain't lying.
Dave.
Yes, sir, Joe.
Now, tell them what you put down there about Mount Vernon that time.
Joe, you got to whisper. I'm up on the roof. I got the red dot on Antoine and Lotler's head. Be quiet.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, Joe, let me tell you something. that red dot ain't going to do it no good. He better have a different color coming this way.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Y'all needed War War to get some heart? Is that what y'all needed? Y'all needed War War to get on here to get some heart? Y'all didn't say nothing last week with the boys. But listen, when them boys jumped on Mount Vernon, nobody said nothing. Everybody
Fred Albert, they got small tire street cars. We don't have that up here. So what are we supposed to do? There's levels to this. They got small tires.
You know why they ain't got that?
We got big tires and Willie bars.
They got big tires and Willie bars because that's the only way they get down the track. They slow shit.
Yeah, well, whatever. You won't run none of that slow shit head up with that raggedy-ass line.
I'm trying to. I just didn't. What did I just tell the man? August 1st, I will run. He said he got a big tire Camaro. He got a big tire this car. He got a big tire that car. I just said August 1st, I will run. Whatever one he bring to the track, head the fuck up.
I'll be there. I will be there.
You must didn't hear that part. I'm going to say it again. Whichever car he bring August 1st off the trail, I will run that motherfucker.
And I'm going to tell Tim, it's not my fault. You came at
me.
You want me to add Tim on the phone?
Do you want me to add Tim? All right. Tim going to tell you, go to your ass.
Yeah, right. Tim going to tell you.
I don't know why this man think he going to have a career after Sunday. You think you leaving the state of New Jersey with money in your pocket? You're funny.
The only car that may have a good chance is Drew.
The rules of the grudge show is if you ain't got,
got
if you don't have oil pressure,
tell
him to fuck up. If you don't have oil pressure, shut the fuck up.
If my team is there, I'm there. It don't matter.
Mute your mic
to
after Labor Day.
Y'all didn't have nothing to say last weekend. So what I'm trying to say y'all is this.
Did you bet with Lotlis
the
night?
The only race.
Did you bet with Lotlis?
I couldn't get a race. I couldn't get a bet.
All right. You ain't no fucking teammate. You ain't no teammate. You
the
group.
How the fuck am I?
Shut up.
I sat there looking for fucking bets. I ain't got Lotlis. But I tell you what, the only one that's got a chance is Drew. Period. The only one that's got a chance.
Hold on, Twan. Listen, hold on 1 second. What's his name? Where War go? Hey, War, Tim on the phone. Tell him again what I said.
Tim.
Yeah.
What's up, Tim? This is War.
Your man
want a part of me on the first.
Uh-huh. I told him I would run either one of his Willie Bar cars with big tires in Phoenix City off the trailer. He told about Tim going to say no.
Oh, we got to try that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh. We got to try that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Now, what you guys say? My teammates said we'll try that shit.
Oh, yeah, we're going to try that. We got to try that.
Now.
Okay.
Y'all shooting that motherfucker y'all want to. We're going to be believers out of y'all up next to this weekend.
I can't wait to talk in the store. Let me walk out this store.
Yo, Tim, I bet you a lot of attitudes change after Sunday.
Oh, it will.
Hold on, you guys. I got to make y'all open
Tim,
up a couple
Tim,
of these
Tim,
mics,
this
y'all.
Tim, this is what I told you, man. He can lock me in before the first. We both live here. We both live here. But, Tim, what did I tell you when I first met you? Join me. Didn't I say that? But nah, y'all want to jump the fence and
you know why you wanted us to join you? Because you knew we was fast. You knew we was fast. That's why you wanted us to join you. You wanted somebody fast in your camp. But it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to help you. I was trying to help you.
Tell me what? I don't need Willie bars and big tires to go fast. Yeah,
I don't need them. I don't need them neither, but I got them.
Take them off and I'll spot your ass.
Oh, shit.
They fucking welded
got
on.
Got on, buddy.
They welded
now,
on.
Take them off, I'll spot you.
They welded on, sir. And if I don't get it, and I'm gonna pat on your ass. I promise you that. Okay.
Yo, Joe.
Dave, tell him. Tell him, Joe.
Yo, Joe. You open. Your mic is open, Walter.
Your mic is open, Walter.
Yo, whoa.
Yeah.
Tell a lot that is a... Lock in 1,000 on 3 on April 1st. You see off the trailer and tell them to get this.
What first?
You said you were writing. You were out of call.
You said you said July 1st.
July 1st. Rockman 1003. Rockman for 1003.
August 1st.
Lock him in, Wall. Lock him in. I would give a damn. Lock him in. 1003.
Lock in, sir. Lock in, sir. The boss has spoken. Who we gonna do with the money? Who gonna hold his money?
You find the person.
We can send the money to Joe.
You told me to bring either car, right?
He say Ryan, he want our car, but lock them.
No,
I won't make a lie out here.
That Camaro, we said he got the Camaro with him.
Okay, the Camaro and the Chevelle. Either one. Right,
either one of those.
I'm gonna lock you in.
One on three. 1003 in Phoenix City.
Phoenix City.
Yeah.
All
right.
See, I sit back and I listen to all that bullshit you were talking. You know, but I'm
you
not to sit. I'm not to sit here and listen to that dumb shit you're talking.
Do.
I know you don't have a chance.
I don't give a damn about his call.
Okay.
But
okay.
Lock in the make a lie down and me a lock man.
Is that a lock, sir? Is that a lock?
It's a lock on my end. 1-on-3 or better. The August 1st in Phoenix City, Alabama.
Off the trailer, right?
Off the trailer,
time?
Yeah.
Time. What time? What time?
Let's say about 7 o'clock.
No, we're gonna do it before 7. We're gonna do it before 7.
Whoa, no, 7. Whoa, 7 is good. That would be nice and cool at the wall. 7 is good.
Do it before seven. You wanna be bad at it. Do it before 7.
No, okay. 7 is good, Wall.
Okay, all right.
Shit. Now, when I put your ass out there,
if I don't
like,
put
oh,
no
shit,
fucking,
you're
if I
have
don't put fucking truck and trailers on your ass, my name ain't Wall.
Well, you might as well change your fucking name.
You're fucking with the right one now. I just told you.
You gonna change your name?
I been told you 2 months ago.
Evan is a lock before somebody gets
you
to
you want me to spell lock for you? L-O-C-K-E-D.
Well, what to do? What I would have you do is send Joe that money. Joe, he can send you the money for another guy. And you can hold the money, Joe, until we see you. I'm saying Joe don't have to be there. He's holding to be seen. If whoever lose, Joe, send the money to the person. That's all.
All right, Joe, you going to the track Sunday?
No, I ain't gonna be.
Joe
I ain't gonna be there Sunday.
Joe probably gonna be there. No,
I'm be
Joe ain't gonna be there. Only want Joe for the fuck out money.
I'm gonna be there Sunday. I got 6 races. I'm gonna be there.
What are you talking about,
Joe?
You saw August 1st.
Nobody knows about Cash App now.
Everybody dumb. Nobody knows about Cash App.
That's what I'm saying. If you send it to Joe, all Joe is holding the money. That's all.
As soon as LeBron started hanging around Antoine, he started talking crazy.
Exactly. Well,
I've been doing that before. I've been doing that.
I need to lock him in now before he get that phone call.
That's what I'm saying. Tell him to lock in now. Let's send Judas money.
He said it's a lot. He said it's a lot. We're going to rumble folks up.
Okay. Okay, it's a lot, right?
It's a lot on the man boy side. Now, Lock Lizard, is it a lock on your end?
He said it. He done said it twice.
I'm gonna say it again.
Lock. L-O-C-K-E-D. Lock Lizard.
Okay.
Lock.
Okay.
Lock.
Okay. Joe, you heard that, right? Okay. All right. Okay. Joe,
I heard
that.
Lock.
Okay.
So what is it? Wait. What's the deposit?
$1,003 and better.
And if y'all Camaro, you saying Camaro versus Lot Lizard?
He said either car. He said
Camaro.
Either car.
Okay,
the Camaro
one. Okay.
Or either the Chevelle, either car. I'm going to have both of them there anyway, but he probably going to pay me that deposit. I promise you he's going to pay me that deposit. If he don't, he crazy.
So what's the deal then?
Now,
the one you got to be locked in with?
Joe, Joe, I only have one question
now.
Joe, right now, Lot Lizard, he's talking about the same Lot Lizard that we know, correct?
Yeah, the brown one, the Nova.
Right, okay, that's all
right.
I want to know. No, cause I've been tricked on that before. So that's what I'm saying. I want to make sure we lock in the same Lot Lizard that we know.
Yeah.
Laurent.
What up, Joe?
Laurent, okay. Tell them how y'all, just tell me how y'all locked in so y'all know everything.
No, they know how my car coming. I heard them trying to say this car, this car, this car. My car has not changed. I come with the same fucking car everybody know I got. No, I ain't got to change
okay,
car for that
okay,
fucking
no,
shit.
That's all I need to know. That's all I need. But Joe, you know why I say that, right? Because I locked another man in.
Because you scared?
I locked another man in one time, and then he put the name on another car.
I ain't another
that's
man.
I said,
you racing Lot Lizard.
But that's why I paid for my mistake. That's why I'm getting the right this trip.
Lot Lizard, let me say something to you. Boy, you don't put your fucking... You open your mouth too fast, brother. Thank you. This going to make
now,
up for me not coming to Jersey. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I don't care what you know.
I like
you
Lot wanna, Lizard
you
want to
pay that deposit. When
I
play
like
my
Lot Lizard game, for 200.
Who's this?
50 grand.
That's
you
a lot.
You got 50.
That's
50. So you got Lot Lizard for 50. You got Lot Lizard for 200.
That's what I said. Who going to take it?
Okay. Hey, it's a bet between me and you, 50.
Okay, no problem. As long as y'all race.
Yeah.
Got to be a race. Got to be a race.
But he ain't going to race.
That's a bet.
He ain't going to race. When I pull that damn trailer, he ain't going to race.
Pull out that trailer. You're going to pull out Big Tire Willie, but I don't give a fuck about that. We off the trailer. I don't care what you do. Nothing else to talk about.
Uh-uh.
I bet y'all race.
Nah,
I don't
door.
Pay punk out unless I
whoa,
break
whoa,
it.
Whoa, let it go. We got him where we want him at. Don't talk about it. We want to run him. We can get more than that. We can get more than that $1,000.
Hold on. 914-9870, your mic is open.
Whoa, good job. Trick bag.
There you go. I love it, Kevin. I love it. I ain't got time to do far.
The old trick bag.
Thank you, Antoine, for that word, trick bag.
And where that troublemaking ass Fat Albert? Because usually he have pen to paper and writing shit down. He ain't said nay another word. Where's his ass at?
Yo, I got nothing to do with that, Kevin. So I do like my supposed
to. It's the DC. You're locking everything else with your pen and paper.
Them people locking in their race, Kevin. I don't have to say anything. Them people locking in their race.
Oh my God! You done changed, boy. You done changed the rules.
Put your card together. When you got
oh, now you're yelling at me.
Fat Albert,
take a deep breath.
We on the porch, Fat Albert screaming for no reason.
I just noticed that any other body that get on here talk racing, you say, okay, this is how it goes. This is the split.
They was locking in their race. I'd be quiet when people lock in their races, Kevin. That's what I was doing.
But usually you finalize. I didn't think it was official until usually you come in and usually say,
I got nothing to do with that, Kevin. That's why. I have nothing to do with that race. Them people locked in their race. I'm quiet. I'm not going to be in Alabama. What the fuck I'm going to say in the same
way? Okie dokie. I got that memo.
They said the DP man didn't have to be there.
I still got Stone Cold on my mind when I'm ready.
I know you do it. It'll be on the bottom of my shoe when you're ready.
No, the DP man ain't got to be a joke. We could both send the money to Joe, and all Joe got to do is somebody reneged. Just pay to whoever don't show up. If it race.
Yeah, whoever. I got the money for the deposit. If whoever one person go, that'll be it. I'll pay the person off.
Right, that's what I'm
talking about. Whoever back out gets scared of what car, whatever. That's it.
When we need to see you to this money, though, Joe. We need to send his money within 24 hours. Because when that man get that phone call, he ain't fucking with me.
Well, like you said, he already locked. And he's a man of his word.
No, he already locked. Oh, he already locked. He locked.
He locked. The money got
to be. So he didn't have to back out while we steal the money.
He got to bring at least $25,000 to come to Jersey, all the raises he got in.
And
don't worry about my pocket.
I was coming to pick up his sloppy seconds, but since he want to jump out there, that's fine.
That's okay. Trick drag in effect.
Yo, I'm going to have a booth set up at the gate on the way out. Anybody with Georgia plates can get a loan to get home with.
You fucked up.
Oh, Lord. Hey, what happened today? They talk about the Mount Vernon crew. What the hell happened? The bad mouth shut up?
No, he
they
shut
don't
up.
Have
they
no
don't even know.
They ain't got no
hey, listen,
off. They said
hey, listen,
they can't
listen.
Do nothing until after Labor Day. So what's the sense of arguing with them if they can't do nothing after Labor Day?
Only one of us is down. Only one of us down, and we go on vacation for and the joke
week that they,
so I'm gonna tell
they
you
as a crew was on vacation until after Labor Day.
Yeah,
that's what
said that. Only
the big lift. That's what the big lift
one
said.
Only one car don't have oil pressure. One.
Yeah.
Just watch this. He's
not one of the monkey
man. He don't even know this.
We all on vacation because it's too hot.
The part that get me
man,
is
why is
last,
so hot?
Wait a minute. Oh, but the part that get me is none of y'all was talking last week when they was on y'all like.
Now Roy Hazelwood got something to say. They don't understand how Crenshaw rolled. They don't understand it.
Did they upload the video that Pee Wee did live from your porch? They look at that shit. They get a glimpse.
Look at that motherfucker shit
Pee Wee posted up.
Them people we
see every day that we consider as friends, and you see how we was trying to slit each other's throat? You know what we'll do for a motherfucker that we really don't know.
I'm trying to figure out why everybody jumping up now when
Warwalk
get on the phone. Y'all need it back up.
Because he's number one. What part of last week didn't I genuinely understand? Do I speak English? I said number one.
Why is you yelling?
I'm 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's why. I know my place on the pecking order.
Fat Albert, I got nothing to do with it, but I'm laughing myself.
You know why we all jumped up now? It's the same reason that when Trump became president, white folks thought it was all right to use the N-word. That's why.
Good report. And what happened when they used that neat word? A black man knocked the fuck out of their ass. Remember that now? They got knocked the fuck out, too. You saw the video.
LaRon about to get knocked the fuck out.
The man boys have spoken. Bottom line, the man boys have spoken. They repping,
the
like
the
I said.
The man girls are not get done. Y'all going to let this
and here we go.
Trick bag in effect. It's going to be a trick bag with you, the trick that's in the bag, though.
Hold on.
You're
going to
be the trick that's in the bag.
Everybody try to hit me. 347-5810, your mic is open.
LaRon, whoop that car. I'm going to get me a set of big lips.
I'm going to show everybody.
Hey, that's Sammy back there. Sammy, what'd you say?
Everybody wants a trick bag. What the real meaning of trick bag is?
They tried that shit with you, Sammy, but now it reversed on them.
Yeah, I'm going to show
it reversed. It
back,
reversed.
I was giving them back something they were throwing at you, Sammy.
Hey, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I tell you what, last time I locked the motherfucker in, they sit somewhere like the Walter Man brothers. Y'all see what the fuck happened to MIR. The motherfucker, hey, put pressure on his ass. The motherfucker couldn't even stage. The same shit gonna happen with this one, but the difference
is
why
you bringing up Tricky Ricky,
sir,
man?
Why
you bring up Tricky Ricky, man?
I'm just stating the fact. That's all that I'm saying. You got to be the saddest man in America.
Boy, they gonna make Tricky come out of his bag. You know he got eyes on. Get that album. Get ready to get that hit.
Hey, I noticed last night Marcus made a post calling our Brutus goddamn. Next thing you know, you look down the comments. There go Tricky Ricky. Soon as Marcus makes a post, there go Tricky Ricky. Never fails.
I got to give it to y'all, though. Y'all put work in. Y'all gangsters, man. Much respect. But,
Hey, Joe, I just got a word. I got a text message. The man said open his mic. He's sick of y'all motherfuckers.
His mic open.
No, not my mic. Oh, shit.
7807,
yeah.
His mic is open.
Marcus,
hey, Long Island.
Open.
Hey, Long Island.
Yeah.
Why you got all these flies on here, goddamn buzzing in your ear? Bad Mouth Crew shut the track down this past weekend with 4 motherfucking wins. So I think you need to give us the respect that we earn and give us the fucking show and stop listening to these fucking flies. When you go to the salad bar, you pick what the fuck you want. That's what we do to sweet motherfuckers. We pick them any way we want, like picking cherries off a fucking tree. We went 4-0 this past weekend, and none of you bitches on this fucking phone got in push the fucking transmit button loose. Come on, man.
Y'all on here talking about the bad mo crew going
a whole lot of motherfucking hot air. Which one of you bitches want to bet with Sammy fucking August this fucking 7th? Now talk to me. Now, who wants to bet? Who is this I do?
Write down Mount Vernon Dave, 500. Give it to you at the track.
No, ain't no write down. All that write down shit go out the window. You got to lock that shit and be at the fucking track. I want my money in greenbacks.
You big lip
motherfucker.
You just said you had to get the pad and write it down, you big lip bitch.
No, I said motherfucker who on here so I can know who you is. Ain't no I do.
Mount Vernon Dave, motherfucker.
I tell you what, if Long Island Joe vouch for you and he certified you, you got that bet.
Are you gonna
I ain't doing no
track?
More motherfucking online bet. I'm not doing no motherfucking crash book bet. I ain't doing no goddamn cash app bet.
Are you gonna be at the track?
How the fuck I'm not gonna be at the track and I'm racing this motherfucking slow ass Charlie horse off the fucking trailer? The first two
all
motherfuckers
right
go down the fucking track.
I'm
gonna show
you
the motherfuckers the real two grudge racing this bitch.
I will bring
Mark, thank you.
Marcus, push my lunch money in there, Marcus. Push my goddamn lunch money in there.
Who is this, Cliffy?
Yeah, push my lunch money.
I'm gonna put your lunch money in there for $100.
Yeah, push it in there.
You got that.
Okay.
They got to be the first two down the track. I'm just letting everybody know they got to be the first two down the track. Ain't nobody else running before. They got to go out there. They got to be the
first two down the track.
Marcus, yep. But you are apple pie.
Trick
you want apple pie?
Bag.
You want apple pie or the other one? Which one?
Bag. Hey, and Sammy, if Sammy say I, I'm gonna get that weak bitch to back tie. Just say I. Sammy.
I.
Listen. You got it. The last two down the track. Now how about that?
There you go.
I said you got it. Two down the track. You you got the back tire, win or lose on the first one, the last two, and the track about to close, y'all going to be the last two to go down, you got the back tire, Sammy.
I don't care if the track over 230.
They go fat Albert again.
Don't worry about it. Stop being a fucking race blocker, and let's see what Sammy talking about.
Now, won't you just bet all of it? Now you want to bet the first race?
See, Sammy, I thought you was a motherfucking gangster, but you ain't no gangster.
Listen to me. Okay. After I whack your ass, you're going to wear the ass whipper for the rest of the year.
Hey, Sammy, just know, hey, guess what? That ain't going to stop no motherfucking show. Just know I got you right where I want you at. That's all you got to know.
I got you right where I want you. You got nothing.
Sounds good. One thing about it, a motherfucker ain't had to twist my arm to lock you the fuck in. Pro Stock Joe had to call you daddy and tell you he was going to rub on your head when he got home for you to lock me the fuck in. Now.
Ain't this some shit. You got it every which way you want it, and you got it, so.
Hey,
I didn't get
nothing.
Sounds good. You won't run me at 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
and
like that. No, you just
gotta
do a little.
Hold on. Somebody got. What's wrong with the background noise?
Somebody got a lot of background noise.
Sammy, you said I won't do what now?
You won't lock in or not. Everything that you want to lock in is off the trailer, your turn. You won't lock nobody in, but I just saw on Facebook, anything in the Bad Mouth crew got the back tire from Avar. What happened?
Hey, listen to me.
What happened?
Man, somebody got some background noise. Some shit going on.
I got it. You got the microphone too close or something. Open mic. I just blocked yours. That was yours.
Hey, Sammy. We treat goddamn Avon like a puppy. When you give him them teething rings, we just give him a little teething ring, let him bite on shit. Avon is nobody to us. So with that being said,
You're just avoiding lining up with the man. That's all it is. Like I said, you just pick and choose. Listen to me.
We didn't line up with the man.
I'm going to show you a trick bag.
Sammy.
We didn't line up with that man
with almost every car in our camp, and we knocked far from his ass the last time we ran him. So what's there to fucking run from him?
But
just know you've been tricked. That's all you got to know. Just know you've been tricked.
Yeah, I don't know about the trick part. I think it's the other way around.
All right. Well, you got to bring it. That's one thing about it. The easy part over with. I am going to bring it.
Believe that.
The easy part is over with. Now you got to get through the...
Shit. Got you locked in was the hard part because, you're the hardest person to lock in. But the easy part is just getting on the track and whipping your ass.
Sounds good. Hey, I got another 100. You knocked the tar off, too. Now, another 100. You knocked the tar off.
Fuck it. $100. Lock that in.
What you driving, you got it.
There you go talking shit again. That's some bitch shit.
You got that bet right.
I got Sammy. Go ahead, Antoine.
Okay, cool. Now listen. You took that bet, but just last week, the man told you he got $200 that you go red, and you didn't take that bet.
The red?
Yes.
Red.
He was scared.
I'll take that bet, too.
He was scared.
And you went and bet on the tree. That's what you call a trick bag.
And you went and bet on the tree, Sammy. That's all good. I want you to show me something. Hey, show me something like you. Show me something like you supposed to show Mario something. Show me that kind of way. Let me see that.
Here we go.
You think you can show that? I bet you can't show
that
one.
I can show whatever you want.
Hey, anybody else? So listen. So Long Island Joe, What you? Who was that? Goddamn Belt Running Dave said he said Sammy. He got 500 on Sammy, and Cliffy said he got 100 on Sammy.
And you can bet until your fingers fall off.
Oh man, shit! We tried that on Post Star Joe Show. You goddamn ran off the show.
Man,
stop that bullshit.
Shit. You just keep talking and bringing up past shit. We're talking about now. A couple more weeks. You're gonna be retired.
Wake up. 2 weeks in a wake up, and I'm going your motherfucking ass.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert.
I hope you will.
Fat Albert. Where Fat Albert go?
I hope you will.
Hey, Joe.
Get that lizard over there.
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
Marcus.
Hey, Joe.
Marcus. Marcus.
Joe.
Madmouth crew. Marcus.
Hey, Joe, did you see how I got off the gas, on the gas, and went back to a motherfucker ass and pulled a shoot in the face? Did you see how I do that? Did you see how I did that? I was showing that to Sammy, letting him know that we ain't want to go no spinning. If we do, I still go back to that bitch and go to his ass. So that's what I was showing Sammy. Because I knew he was watching a live feed. Oh, but God damn.
Hey, Marcus, you want to bet on your cousin?
What? What you talk to me?
We locked in for August 1st. Your cousin.
August 1st, where at? What's the race? What y'all got going on? Tell me something.
We coming straight off the trailer. I could bring two cars. You coming straight out of the trailer, 1,000 or 3 and better.
That's World War, Marcus.
Phoenix City, Alabama. You wanna
Phoenix City?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get something. You let me hit me up the week of.
Okay. All right.
And we'll get something. But let me ask you a question.
Hey Marcus, tell Quan send you what I sent her.
Huh?
Tell Quan to text me what I just texted him.
Send it to me, Quan.
Oh.
Hey, Woo-Woo.
I got it.
Hey, Woo-Woo, why you ain't coming to the beach, though?
Why I'm not coming to the beach? Because
yeah.
I'm not. I don't have drag radio. I fucked up last time, and I'm not going to do it twice. If y'all any slick track, any track that got a slick on it, y'all got problems. But don't worry, I'm coming with a radio. I promise you.
Hey, hold on.
I'm coming.
Hold on.
Don't worry. I'm coming
up.
Back to the beat.
Hold on.
With Larry T.
Hey,
just,
hold on. I could swore I went down there with a slick on every pass and didn't knock the car.
Well, you slow.
I can't go. Hold on. I can't be that much slow. I've been driving on your motherfucking ass. Oh, that day.
No, you haven't. When? I told your daddy I
didn't
draw
on him.
I told your daddy that day I
didn't draw on him.
Y'all would not run me. I told your daddy to run it. That would not run me. Don't
man, you crazy. Hey, you crazy as chicken shit, man.
Ask your daddy. You ain't going to ask your daddy. Go back to that video.
And you a video. I know what I said to you. And the first thing you holler, I can't get in the track. If you know what the new shit is, if you can't get in the track, fire your motherfucking tuner. If you can't get in the track,
I can't.
It ain't
the
track.
How the fuck am I going to fire myself? I can't.
You need to. You need to fire yourself. You need to sit back and goddamn just watch somebody else. That's the problem.
What? August 1st. I ain't going to need no tune on August 1st. You bet you. I got your asses now.
Sounds good.
I bet I won't have no tune on August 1st. And,
oh,
and
hold
I
on, you guys. Hold on. Let me make sure I open this mic. Hold on. 914-8182. Your mic is open.
Yeah. This is for LaRon. I want to know if I get a little $200 or $300 bet against some man boys.
Hey, is that race off the trailer, Walter?
Yes.
Bet a hundred. I'm gonna go ahead and bet you a hundred.
Who you betting?
I'm betting Walter himself, not the motherfuckers that just come on here.
Okay.
Why? What's the difference? It's the team.
I don't listen, man. Listen. You ask me, do I want to bet with my cousin? I say yes. So if we bet,
I take that bet. I take that bet 200.
Man,
I'm betting Walter.
I don't know you, and I don't want to get to know you. I'm
Walter. That's Walter. That's not Walter. That's Walter. That's his son.
No. That was my brother.
You're
betting
not Walter.
You bet my brother.
What type of shit y'all got going on this motherfucking phone? What type of shit y'all got on this phone? So you mean tell me? So you mean tell me, goddammit, wait, hold on. So you mean tell me you want no motherfuckers that all you want to do is sit back and drive and you won't goddammit battle yourself? That's what type of motherfucker you is. That would sound like.
You know what? You sound stupid.
I mean, goddammit.
Go back and do your homework about me.
You asked me what I want to bet. I told you I'll bet you a hundred.
I did not ask you, my brother. Well, me
with
you
his brother, man. They call the man boys.
I want to bet Walmart himself. Me you bet.
Well,
we'll
take a $200 bet so he can be quiet. Just say it's locked in, Walmart.
Yeah, just lock him in, Walmart.
I want to
bet
Walmart 100 hours. Because he said, I don't bet.
You don't bet.
And you call Ron your cousin, and you only gonna bet $100? You need your ass whooped.
Hey, no money.
Hey,
you
hey,
don't.
Hey,
obviously,
hey.
You hustling off another man's pockets. Get your shit together, man.
What's wrong with you? You must not be on the phone earlier.
You know what I said?
Anything I sit in is mine, dude. What the fuck wrong with you?
I don't go to different people
call to sit in. Only car I sit in is Kevin's car, besides our camp.
Man, fuck
hey,
all that. Is we locked?
Like Kevin told y'all
is
last
we locked?
Week, y'all gonna leave him the
is
fuck
we locked? Is we fuck Kevin Hunt? Is we locked?
For the 500, yes, we locked. 500.
Now,
yes.
Ain't nobody. This dude. Hey, Pat,
I
was talking to somebody else.
Man. I did not say that. I did not. My brother said that, but he was Corey. You still on?
Well, listen. I'm talking to you. I want to bet you $200 on the race with you
bet.
And LeRon next well,
bet, bet.
August the 1st.
Bet.
Okay, bet. Thank you, sir. That's how easy it is. All right, Joe, you can have your show back.
Okay.
If I don't get this goddamn man something wrong.
Get your raggedy ass out of here anyway. Nobody wants to talk to your stupid ass anyway. Fuck this bitch.
I got him, Sammy. I got him. If I don't pat on his goddamn ass, y'all keep that money.
I'll keep it anyway.
No, you know what? I'm gonna take that back because I can't do that. I can't do that, Phoenix City.
You scared motherfucker.
I'll take the cap and the tax. You ain't gonna do either or. If you win, you might feel it win.
Well, don't
okay.
pat on him. Just run out his fucking life to make a point.
That's why I thought about
just
it.
Just run out his fucking life
I'm
to make a point. Don't even
funny.
Don't even do that Mount Vernon funky shit you always
do.
The
point is he can't. I put on the gas loudmouth. $200, I bet he don't get that
motherfucker. Hold on. This is what we'll do, Laurent. Bring your fucking Nova. I'll run you two the same fucking day with my Chevelle. Don't worry about LeRon.
Hello.
I'm right here. What you want? No, not you. Your big luck cousin. I will lock him in the same day with that shit.
You know he's not coming to Alabama like that.
Why?
Meet him halfway.
Hold on.
Meet him halfway.
Listen.
And I make sure he fucks you up.
Listen, dude. I'm worldwide. I done told you that already.
You worldwide, but you got car here. You ain't worldwide.
You got
roll, your
car.
Right.
I got a car in every state I sit in. Yes, you right.
Man,
you
got
it
some slow
now,
in
right.
every state. Fuck your car.
I know. I'm going to show you that day what I told you. You should join us. Don't go against us.
Man, you wanted me to join you because you wanted something fast. But guess what? Jeez. It didn't work out that way. Now you got to run me, and I'm going to show you something.
No, it ain't because I bet on you that fucking night and I fucking lost. So what are you talking about?
You bet on me when?
In Alabama.
Was that in my car or the truck?
Fuck, one of them. I think I won with the car and
the
off of the truck.
Oh, I was about to say,
one
oh,
of them.
Yeah, the
one
truck?
Of them.
You ain't lose with that car?
It don't matter which one.
I tell you what, don't bet on me, and I got a race the 25th. I bet you every single time I go down the track.
Oh, man. Why would I bet something like that?
I'm just saying. I'm not part of your crew.
I bet you every
time I go down the track.
I bet you on the front you won't fucking run me.
Sit you over that pocket counter. I bet
you $100. You won't.
Don't worry about much I need to have
me on the first. I bet you won't run me on the first.
I bet you I will. What part of I don't
okay.
pay punk out of
okay.
some broke? You not understanding?
Okay.
You agreed to the shit I stick to. If you don't pay attention,
yes.
you really got
yes.
put in the trick bag.
Yes. No, because you don't even know the car. Dude, I'm going to fucking kill you,
I don't care about
What's
your
What's wrong
car?
With you? I know. You will.
No, I won't. You hard-headed. You must not. Look up my name, and it's going to say I don't give a fuck.
Nah. You right.
One thing about me,
about
I
that.
Try
thing I care about
can happen.
First.
Anything
I care about the first.
One thing about me, anything can happen. Your man, he gonna act like I'm scared of locking 1,000 or 3,000.
And then all that
fuck
shit you
that.
Be doing, you talking about bet on the tree. We gonna bet on the tree too. I'm gonna show you, motherfucker.
Who
bad
gonna tell
I
the
am.
Tree? You fight, and I bet you on that. Whoever could fucking tell the tree, I'm gonna leave that tree in your fucking lap.
Shit, the tree, it don't matter. You gonna see it. I promise you. When I put this point .98
I'm gonna
tell
you what you're
gonna
do.
You're
gonna go
you're
out
gonna
there.
See it.
You're gonna go up there. You're
gonna,
you're gonna
see
go
it,
out
sir.
There and blow the fucking tire. That's what you're gonna do. And I'm gonna run out your life.
Okay. If I go out there
okay.
with full power, I need my ass whooped. If
you
ain't
gonna
if beat
you don't
go out there
with no power,
you're
gonna get your ass whooped.
If I can't beat you up the trailer with either car, something wrong.
Then
something wrong. Shit. Not you.
I'm wrong. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what. Y'all like y'all the only motherfuckers who could buy a big motor. I mess with the fuck
no,
y'all got.
No, nobody said I have a big motor.
I don't
have
care.
A big motor,
I'm gonna tell you what. I don't
I
care
don't.
About y'all car. I don't
what,
care nothing about. It. We
is,
locked in. Nothing
I have
to talk
fucking
about.
Horsepower. I have.
We
horsepower.
Locked in.
I don't
nothing
have a big
about.
Motor.
We
I don't
locked
have a,
in.
I don't have a big
about.
Motor, sir. Don't get scared
I tell you
now.
This. Listen, we locked in. There's nothing to talk about. 1-on-3. I see you the first.
Yep. Now,
yeah, no point to keep on. Keep
I got
on
your
arguing.
Man locked in for
locked
two.
In.
I got your man locked for two. Okay, all right. I got your man locked in for two, right?
That's between y'all. We locked in for three. What? Never, you and my
okay.
cousin locked in. That's y'all. Bet. Me and you locked in 1-on-3. There's nothing else to talk about. Anybody else from Mount Vernon want to lock the fuck in too? I'm going to run through y'all one by one, man.
Nah. Well, I don't know. I know
mm-hmm.
what you ain't going to fuck with. That's us.
And then I'm going to tell you like
so
this.
The
and then I got a Malibu coming. And then my Malibu coming out. And I'm going to run through y'all with that, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Don't believe me. When it come out, when I got all press, I'm going to lock y'all in. I'm going to lock y'all in, too.
Get past the first.
I have no
problem
with doing that. I'm
going to
do that with ease.
Okay. I bet you at this phone hung up, they're going to tell you you lost your fucking mind. I bet you
man,
know.
If somebody got a problem, say something now. I'll wait.
Trick bag.
Now.
You put your cap in that trick bag.
You're going to see a trick bag on the first.
Listen. See, what you don't know is you told me, I bet you Tim say don't do it. I called Tim, and Tim, what'd you say to do what? Tim said, try that shit.
Try it. The fuck?
Well,
all you're doing with the money, but all that gambling shit, all that other shit, that ain't happening.
Okay.
If you win, you gonna barely win. So I'm gonna tell you like this: I call you Florida, Alabama last time is a whole nother animal now.
I don't give a fuck. You need a whole nother car fucking with me. What the hell am I
doing?
Well,
we gonna find out. We gonna find out. I listen to me. I'm a fan of my boy LaRon, so I believe he can whoop you. But I know you ain't gonna battle.
You fucking bet me then. You bet me too. How about that?
What?
On
I'm
the
listening.
Way. He said how much? He said how much, nigga? How much?
$500. Five.
We'll cover it.
Lock. That's a lot.
$5.
I hope somebody writing this shit down.
He know me. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He know me. We got each other's number. We could be good.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, War. Hey, War.
Yo.
This Marcus, Bad Mo. So,
So what's the race between y'all? I mean, we locked regardless, but I didn't hear none of the race or none of that.
The race is I could come with two cars, and he gonna run me straight off the trailer before 7 o'clock.
Well, what any car he wants.
And
to
I'm
come
coming.
With.
No, he coming with his Nova. He coming with Nova.
They
I'm coming with
Nova.
Big tires and Willy balls.
Okay. You coming big tires, Willy bar,
and four carburetors? Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, guess what? You got to bring your A game. It's just that simple. This is what Red Racing is about. I
and
like
that
my
car,
cousin.
And now
you
said lock lizard, so that car got to sit the same way I seen it.
Yeah.
How
he know what you seen?
Thank you. I just seen you run the other day.
Oh. Hey, cousin. Good trick bag. Good report.
Hey, listen.
Good report.
You don't know what he said.
Y'all so funny. I don't give a fuck how I sit. I'm coming big time Woody balls. Did you hear what I just said, sir?
And I'm coming all still on glass of 28.
And I'm gonna put a .9 on your ass. Watch.
Yeah, I bet
you
won't.
You're gonna respect Mount Vernon. You're gonna respect Mount Vernon.
Man,
since all these motherfuckers on here for Mount Vernon,
that
don't speak up.
It's only one of y'all
that's
speaking up. It's only one of y'all. You the only person sticking up for Mount Vernon, and I'm gonna put you in your place that you're gonna go and hide and just like the rest of fucking Mount Vernon.
You can't. Who you only running?
Hey,
who else?
You got Mount Vernon
race? You got to get past Swizzle.
Who else?
You got to get past Swizzle.
Hey, hold on.
Whoa. Hey, how much you want to bet?
Let me get a cousin. Yeah.
How much you want to bet with Swizzle?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought so. You ain't got no confidence in Mount Vernon. I'm gonna put space on him. I bet on the gap now.
Yeah, I bet on the gap on that one.
Now
that's between you and Darren. I was gonna get Darren 1-1.
He's part of my bet. Listen, that don't have nothing. You said I got to get past him. I'm willing to bet I get past him with a gap. Bet me.
Well, you might, but just like Kevin said,
you ain't got no confidence in your crew. You ain't got no confidence in
my crew, sir. That's not my crew. My crew is called the Man Boy. His
man,
name is
well, y'all gonna be fans. Y'all gonna be fans a lot, Liz. When I get done, y'all gonna be fanboys.
Hey, what time y'all racing? What time is the race?
Before seven.
What Liver and the Man Boys. Before 7?
Yeah, Liver and the Man Boys.
Yeah.
Whatever car they bring on Willy Bars and 33-inch tires, I don't give a fuck about it.
I got
man,
7
you like the
saddest
man in America when that motherfucker.
I got 17-34s.
Okay. I don't give
hey,
a fuck.
That motherfucker. That motherfucker lizard gonna lick you from the rooter to the tutor. He gonna tear your motherfucker ass up, man.
Okay, all right.
That lizard gonna tear your motherfucker ass up.
He gonna put drag right here over when he finished. We gonna take a trick of the motherfucker.
Yeah.
All that time. You don't need all that time.
Hey,
I know that big tire slow you down. That big tire slow you down, man.
Which one I got? Big tire or I got a big motor? Which one y'all claiming I got?
Well, we know
we got
a big tire. We don't give a damn what you got about the motor. Yeah, we don't give a damn about the motor, but we know you got a big tire.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Gray.
And LaRon, you must be crazy. If I say yeah for Phoenix City, you must. I don't know what you thinking about.
Man, listen. You still talking about it, and we locked in. That's trying to tell you.
Yeah,
I don't
locked.
Care. We
no,
locked
your,
in.
Your man keep talking about it. Your man keep talking about it. So I'm going to keep
what?
Talking about it.
You know something. You don't know. Ain't that something?
I was pissed off.
That's
I was
right.
pissed off because I wasn't coming Saturday. I was pissed off. I wasn't coming. Now you just made my day. Thank you.
Hey, Long Island Joe. Where you
well,
at?
What's Saturday? Because ain't nobody racing Saturday. My race was Sunday.
Well, I was
oh,
flying
shit.
In Saturday. I was flying in Saturday, sir. I was flying in.
You still got time. Send your money. You still got time.
No, I'm not.
You need me to bring you?
I
I'm leaving Friday. You need a ride?
Hell no.
Hey, war.
Trust me. I thought about calling you, though. I ain't going to lie. I thought about calling you. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, war.
Yo.
Will you come to Butch Creek August the 7th?
No.
What?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
If y'all want me, y'all got to come to Atco? Let me see.
He only go to Slick Track. He only go to Track that whole Slick. He don't go to that radio.
Yeah, I don't go to that radio. Not
you
yet.
Want to Phoenix City?
Oh.
Hey, hold up. How about Cecil County? Were you good at?
Hell yeah. Yes.
All right. So we're going to get a date together, all right? We're going to get a date together. Like I said, when it cools off, some with Sweet and Low, we'll get a date. I don't like racing the heat like that because it's just too much shit that you got to do to get these motherfucking cars together. I'll drive a motherfucking car in the heat because I ain't got to do a whole lot of shit. But we'll get together when it cools off. How about that?
Let me tell you something, Marcus. I set a lip to say anything, sir.
One thing about me, I raised.
He got to set a lip.
hey, one thing about it, though, motherfuckers can't say that we don't race. We had four races this past weekend. Went to a bitch ass, man. Stay off the trailer.
Same
no shakedown.
Every pass I do is sit off the trailer, sir. You see when I ran Weezy.
Okay.
I can't show the trailer. Straight off the trailer.
I like that.
That's our thing.
That right there show a motherfucker your nut. If a bitch got nuts, they come off the motherfucker ramp.
Yeah.
You know. Best racers is off the trailer. But listen, I'm gonna do something unspeakable to family motherfucking ass. You just watch it.
Dave.
There's gonna be nothing to see.
Hey, Dave.
You.
You think the island open on Saturday?
Is island open on? I don't know. You gotta ask somebody else. I don't know.
I jump in this fucking car. I knock LaRon head off fucking Saturday with that fucking Malibu.
You ain't got to worry about me coming to no island Saturday.
Never in life.
you leaving Friday. What's the difference? I'm going to catch a ride with
you. You want me to say it again? I'm not running an island. You want me to say it in Spanish?
No.
Hey, cousin, you got to give me the lowdown on that island shit.
I don't know what's wrong with the island.
I don't know, but something got to be wrong. If my cousin say he ain't running tonight, that's what it is.
Well, the only thing is, it's a good track. It's just the shutdown. If you go to quarter, it's a short shutdown. But your fucking shit's slow anyway, so you shouldn't have a problem.
That's a quarter mile track?
It's a quarter mile and 8 mile. If you run the quarter,
yeah, it's a quarter mile track.
The shutdown
is short.
Got a short shutdown. That's the only thing with that track. Some people don't prefer guardrails, but those are the only two things. Not like, yeah.
I would shut down short on your ass anyway. So.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I got that memo.
He got that memo.
Don't worry about it, cousin. Yo.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to warn you, like I said. You fucking with me. When you go for backup, your backup better get some fucking backup.
Hey, one thing about it, I'm going to run you.
I like you guys. Hey, I said it, man. Yeah. You motherfuckers is the truth. I love your gangster, your style, and everything. You about that
shit.
I'm going to run you.
I'm going to run you because I like that shit you talk. I like that shit. I love that shit, man. That shit make me goddamn want to go crazy when I get in that motherfucking car, man.
We kind of cut from the same cloth because I'm just an older version of you.
Don't listen to Fat Albert
because he got an ass whooping coming.
Marcus, that motherfucker ain't gonna do shit. Like, Marcus, you wasting your time.
Coming from the man that ain't done shit in 30 years.
All you gonna do is come sit on the porch and just talk shit on the porch. Man.
I don't even sit on the porch no more, Fat Albert.
Hey, Fat Albert, listen.
Yeah.
I got advocate. Because you locked in Gigantor
and they say you paid the punk out. When are you going to lock him back in and race him?
I didn't pay no punk out. He broke. I gave him a break clause.
Oh, okay. Well, when y'all going? Oh, Pat Albert.
When he coming back up here, you know, he bringing his whole squad up here on August the 14th.
August the 14th?
Yeah, he bringing everybody from down there. Rico bringing his team up.
The Rico Mafia.
Okay.
Get it right. It's called Rico Mafia.
Rico Mafia.
No, they just Rico. Ain't no damn mafia about that group he bringing up. Trust and believe.
Well, I told my cousins that when they cool off, we're going to make a motherfucking bad mouth tour all down the south. My cousin always come up here north. We're going to come down the south. And we're going to make a tour down that bitch. We're going to start from the little track to the big tracks. Yeah, so if Gargantua, if he listening, if you on the mic listening, have Rico ready, because when we come in that motherfucker, we ain't taking no prisoner. We killing every goddamn thing.
Demarcus, you talking too much.
I turned that little motherfucker crack.
You talking too much. That's supposed to be our little secret.
Walk in without knocking. Oh, we supposed to walk in without knocking. I'm going back on me.
Who's going back on me?
Hey, Marcus, you want some of that apple? You want some of that apple or the other flavor?
Man, I need the apple.
Hold up. Hey, do you got some mango?
I believe so.
Bring me some mango, goddammit, so I can tango with family after I go to his motherfucker ass.
hey, Dave.
Huh?
Dave, also bring him a 5 gallon of that act right we be saving for these smart motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kevin, who was the dude with the red hat? Who was the dude with the red hat that you was arguing with, Kevin? Who was that?
That, like I said, I ain't going to name him by name, but he's somebody from the town, and you see how that shit go. We be going for blood, and we see each other. So you know what the fuck, when we come together, what we'll do for somebody that's outside.
I'm glad Walmart came on here to put y'all together, because last week y'all was quiet as a tree.
Well, I've been pumping this up. I was the only one that's sticking up. They crossing over.
Well, you sure keep going back to last week.
He must have something about last week.
Going back to last week.
Expect last week. Walmart come on this week, and y'all, I mean, all of a sudden, they got a little heart. I mean, I'm glad to see y'all general came on here. And y'all, you know, got a little heart. You know, the general had to come on. But last week, Kevin was the only one that was saying shit. Who breathing hard as a bitch? Hard as damn.
Yeah, well, like I said,
y'all got a little heart. Kevin was the only one that took up on Mount Vernon, but it was mighty quiet last week.
I couldn't get on, Father, but that's why. I was listening, but I couldn't hit that one button.
And we lost one moved to Brooklyn, and so we lost one thanks to the Badmouth crew. But he'll be back.
But all jokes, Kevin, I like that when y'all was on the porch though. See, that's my type of thing right there. Oh, I love shit like that.
Oh, yeah, that's get at it, get at it.
I looked at that 2-3 times, man, going up and down the road. I laughed my ass off.
Man, Pee-wee's a great photographer. But you sit on Dave's porch. That's a gathering point. That's where we have our meetings at and everything else. And shit be popping. You'll be sitting in, and all of a sudden, a race car on a trail would pull across the street if there's a parking space stop. And you got to fire it up and shit like that, and then let the games begin. But y'all caught a minute glimpse of what the fuck that shit is about.
Yeah, I like that.
In a small town, four square miles. Shit.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
Don't tell them they got put in a trick bag.
No, I said that.
The track go hot. Hey, I say this, Kevin, for the Sunday.
But listen, LeRon, I'm going to be honest with you. told him he can bring the Chevelle or the Camaro, and you locked
in. He can bring either one off, Either
I'm
one locked
in. It's locked now, but now I got to say, what the hell? You must know something I don't know. God damn.
I texted to you.
I'm going to tear his ass up.
He got caught up in the moment.
I want to run that Camaro with Stone Cold, and you lock him in with your car. I do not know what the hell you got going on, but hey, I give you credit for getting in the paint. That's all.
Hey, Fat Albert, he caught the vapors. He caught the vapors.
Hey, Fat Albert, expect the unexpected. That's all you need to know. Expect the unexpected.
Well, Fat Albert trying to tell y'all.
He trying to tell y'all, being polite, that the unexpected is you getting fucked up.
Hey, Fat Albert, I just said something to you.
Hey, don't worry, Walmart. They're gonna have their meeting after the show.
No, we ain't.
We ain't y'all gonna have a meeting.
Right. We had our meeting before we even locked that damn Walter man in. We had our meeting, so shit. That's wood under the bridge. That's wood under the bridge.
I love y'all gangsta. I swear for the Lord, I love y'all gangsta. Hey, where's Casino Joe at? Is he busy? He put you in control, Fat Albert?
Marcus.
Casino Joe, he's
there.
Okay, you get too quiet. You got to breathe every now and again. Hey, what the hell is going on when you be filming that last one? Dave was explaining it to me that the board got kind of like distorted. What does that mean? It wasn't as clear.
You talking about when I was at the casino?
I know you wasn't at church service.
No. When I was at the casino, I decided to film and show my son, right? Because I told him,
right,
when I get there, they got $500 or $600 waiting for me. So he thought I was lying. So I went to film with my phone, and as soon as I turned on, the damn thing started filming. Next thing you know, I was looking at the phone, and the shit started going and waving and all this shit and waving. I'm like, what the hell wrong with this thing? And all of a sudden, the damn shit had hit. So as it hit, it kept playing. I was like, damn, I said something wrong. So I look at the screen on the damn computer. So I said to myself, I started winning. So I stopped the first one. When I stopped, the thing wasn't winning no more. So I said, what happened with my damn phone? I'm going to go live again. Let me see what happened. I went and pushed it on live. The damn thing hit again. So once again, it hit the last one. It took 10 free spins. So I ended up getting $2,500 out the deal. On that damn shit.
Boy.
Hey,
Joe. So you saying your phone went drunk? Your phone went drunk like Weeby did when he gave me that break. That's what you saying?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Joe,
I didn't know that.
Joe. Now that the race locked, I'm sitting there. I'm pulled over. Just shaking my head. What the hell this boy done? He done lost and ain't lawless. What the fuck is he doing now? Joe, what the fuck is he doing?
He's trying to lose the law now. L.O.T. He's trying to lose that part.
Joe, he just told him they can bring either car, the Chevelle or the Camaro, without
any. I ain't never heard that one
before. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is he doing?
Maybe he's still in head trauma from losing his name.
Hey, and the trick, I'm going to have both cars there.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Don't you know we're the trick bag masters? Don't you know that?
Antoine. It ain't. Let me say
this. They didn't make one bag, though, then, bro.
Antoine. Hey, it ain't. All the magic in the world is not going to help this trick bag. All the magic in the world is not going to help this. David Copperfield couldn't help you with this shit. And he the best magician in the world. He can't help you with this.
Hey, Rob, you trying to tell me the bag is wet?
David Copperfield is the number one magician in the world, and he cannot help you with this trick bag. He's going to say, man,
Come on now. You trying to tell me the bag is wet at the bottom? You going to fall out?
Man, oh, my God, Joe, Lord Jesus, what the hell is he doing?
Hey,
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
What's the race with my cousin and Tricky Ricky? Ain't they locked in for August the 7th also?
Back to Tricky.
Heads up.
Tricky Ricky, they running on motor. Tricky Ricky get the break. Tricky Ricky gets the break.
Tricky Ricky running on motor. I'm on gas.
Yeah,
what
and Tricky Ricky gets the break.
What time the race?
It got to be, I think we said, 12? I think 1 or 2 or something like that. It had to be early because I got pulled on race.
Kevin.
They got to be in the lane. Oh, 2 o'clock.
You see how he changed the subject, didn't you?
Okay.
Back to Tricky. It's okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen. Do anybody like Tricky Ricky on that race?
Hold on, Marcus. So let me read out. Tricky Ricky gets the break and the clear.
Yeah.
So
okay.
he got five seconds to leave
motor.
After green. He got to be on motor. LeRon going to spray. It's 300,000 or better. He gets 5 seconds to leave after it turns green. They got to be in the lanes 2 o'clock, race ready. Rick on motor. Lot of lizard get the spray. Hey, do the Badmouth crew have any T-shirts? Because I got to buy some of your shit because y'all are straight
I'm working on that right now. Kevin, they got them up here in CVS. It's called Lip Balm. This motherfucker.
So I'm for real. When they come out with shirts, put a couple of 3Xs to the side.
Give me a little bit. I'm working on it right now as we speak.
That's right.
I'm working on it right now.
And if you come in multiple colors, I don't give a fuck if you're coming out with 5-1. I want everything in a different color in the 3X. I got I like your style. You motherfuckers is about it.
Appreciate that. That's love.
Now, I ain't trying to be your friend because I'm going to fuck you up if I can't get a chance to, but I'm definitely going to show some love and get some shirts.
I think we, Marcus, you still got the Badmark crew mask?
I got to check if I got some more.
Hey, Tony, you look ugly. You need a mask. Yeah, we got a mask too.
So the nut, y'all gonna have some by Larry T's or Buzz Creek? No.
I'm gonna try to have some for North.
All right. So when you're up this way, because some of my people probably be at the track if I ain't there, and I'll just we'll talk about it already.
I sent you the proof of the shirt. I sent you the proof of the shirt.
What does it say, nephew?
I sent you the shirt. They call the design of the shirt.
Oh, okay.
Here you go.
Yeah,
no, I don't believe that shit.
All right, so look,
don't
the track opened up at 9. Me and my first race is with EP off the trailer, heads up.
Uh-huh.
Then I got EP, then I got OG Bobby at 12. Then I got that little red car that Mike Brown and them race.
Yeah, don't you have 10-5
Toyota. That's Toyota.
I got the Toyota. I'm running him gas to gas with the truck. And then after OG Bobby, that Toyota. Then I got
Drew.
And I got Drew. And after Drew, I got Swizzle. And after Swizzle, I got Little Man.
God damn, that's a fucking... That's a monster.
Drew's at 2 o'clock.
And all this is going to be done before 4 o'clock.
They just better push them. I'm just coming to testing two shit out the fucking way and put them on the fence.
Hey, who the hell
y'all should get priority.
Track go hot at 10.
Y'all better start working at 8:30.
I'm gonna be there to help them open the track.
Uncle Kevin,
I don't know if close at 4.
Yeah, Sammy.
Why doesn't it close at 4?
They close the lanes. They close the lanes at 4 o'clock. The lanes close at 4 o'clock.
Why
then they race at 7.
Because that's what time that man
that's what they
my ass move to the south.
They got a nice shirt, right, Uncle Kev?
Hold on. Let me check it. This is the ones you did, right,
Sam?
Hold on. I'm looking now.
Sammy ain't got no shirt for us.
Oh, shit. He got a picture of y'all shit. He got something with green around the lens, green eyes. He got a picture of a truck. Oh, that says Old Dirty on it. Oh, then he got two gay guys standing on three gay guys kissing each other.
Oh, no.
and a picture of a Nova, but he got three race cars and three gay guys on the hood of a fucking look like a Charger, hugging and kissing, holding money.
Yeah. Hey, LaRon.
Huh?
I mean, I'd rather lose 1,000 than 3,000.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Stop talking Walter out of his money. Stop stealing his payday.
Fat Albert, that slow shit got to show me something. Fuck his Willie Boss, his 60, his 60 by 38 he got on the back. I don't give a fuck about that.
See, but when y'all say stuff
pull,
like that come up here with big ties, that's all we have.
Hold on, Kevin. If you pull this off, I'm going to get down on my knees and bow down to you.
Hey, Fat Albert, get the knee pad ready, then. Get what?
Fat Albert. You got to stop going on your knees and get off your knees already.
Hey. Whoa, see, Sam, I wasn't going to say nothing, but look, you're going to be on your knees. But look, the trick bag they put you in, you're going to be on your knees begging it for them to pull out. But
hey,
anyway,
there's no trick bag
here,
believe me.
Hey, Fat Albert, just remember this, Fat Albert.
But
always remember this. You can't, if a man can't tune a car with small tires and wheelie bars, what the fuck you think you can do with big tires and wheelie bars?
But run
out your fucking life. Run out your goddamn life.
What time y'all got to run
Sammy
on the
7th?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, y'all the bad mouth crew, but I scratched my head on some of them.
hey Sammy,
hey,
what time you got to run Marcus on the 7th?
As soon as that track, Sammy. They say cars go down, we're going down.
I got $100, Sammy, blow the tires.
Block.
Sammy, you got around 50,000 side bets. I bet you ain't got a don't know who or how much. You just logging everything. Ain't shit on paper.
I got it written down.
Hey,
Marcus Wonka's got 100. LaRon got 100. I blow tires off. Let's see.
One thing I say about it, they'll bet every which way. They bet on the fucking light. They bet on the 330. They'll bet on the 8. The motherfuckers was bet who straps in the car first and shit, any fucking thing. They don't bet
on the light.
Look, he's on the light. We got the light.
LaRon.
He's still on the light. Hey, Sammy.
LaRon.
Sammy.
LaRon.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Let's do the light. Let's do 100 on the light, too.
I'm not doing no light because that's time slips. That's not going there.
Alright. Yeah, we ain't doing
not going there
with
anyway.
Hey, Sammy, who you calling me for?
But I'll take 500.
Hey,
who's going to be in the lanes first?
I tell you what, Sammy. I got one for you. I got $100 for Bigfoot be at the 60 before you.
Who's that now?
That's Antoine.
Just say lock. I'll take that bet when ODB gets oil pressure.
Now
sit your raggedy ass.
Marcus.
All right.
Hey, Marcus. I swear for God, what Bigfoot gonna do to you, I'm gonna do times two. And I promise you, you can read what's in the back of that parachute.
I'm talking about. I'll be in the lanes. For 500 before fucking Bigfoot.
Hold on, wait, Sammy. So you willing to bet him? Hold on, wait. You want
to
bet him as long as he got oil pressure?
Huh?
How much you want to bet him as long as he got oil pressure?
When ODB got oil pressure, and we'll do the 60.
I'm gonna fuck you up, good boy. You just don't know. I'm gonna fuck you up, good.
I don't give a fuck if you put crazy horse motor in that motherfucker. I'm going to fuck you up.
Ooh.
And I said it.
Ooh.
That's how much I don't give a fuck about you.
Ouch.
I mean that shit. And I come straight off the motherfucking trailer. I don't give a fuck what you put in that motherfucker.
Ooh, I'm scared.
I'm going to turn that motherfucker to rags.
Do you have oil pressure now? Do you have oil pressure
right
now?
Keep playing with me.
Do you have oil pressure as we speak?
I can't.
Do you have oil pressure as we speak?
I can.
No, I'm asking a question. Do you have oil pressure?
Listen, you hear what
right
I just said.
Now.
I can. Don't talk me to death,
you
Sammy.
Can.
Don't talk
you
me
can.
To death, Sammy.
You
don't
can.
Talk.
No,
I
can.
Oh, I tell you
don't.
What. I tell you what. Now watch this.
Ass in the corner somewhere until you get oil
no,
pressure.
No, watch this. Now I'm gonna throw it back. To you. I'm gonna throw it back.
Tell
to you
me
real
again,
quick, Sammy.
Now,
go ahead.
Now,
go ahead.
Who wants to bet?
Then watch this.
500.
Now my question is to you, Sammy.
August 7th, before Bigfoot.
Who cares? You just want to have get it over with. You trying to rush your ass whooping. That's all that it is. But that's cool. But let me ask you this, then. Why did you bet me 500? I'm not worried
bet
about that. That's
me 500.
My question is this. Why is it that you're scared to run sweet and low?
You got no oil pressure.
You know what? Watch this.
Get
you know what? I do got oil pressure. I got oil pressure, bitch. Now answer this. I got oil pressure. Yeah. No, my question to you is this. Why won't you run sweet and low? That's all I want to know, and I'll leave you alone.
I'll run
sweet
and low when I'm good and ready. When I'm good and ready, I'll run sweet and low.
Interesting. Okay, I'm back on mute.
You should go back on mute.
Man, you'll never be ready, motherfucker.
Damn. We'll see about that. See about that. We want you for the past 5 years.
And I'm going to tell you my last past 5 years. I've seen you hit the tires
doing
the most past 5 years than what ODB has in the last three.
Uh-huh.
Dang.
All right.
I wait.
When you get a monolith as I did in your lifetime, you come talk to me.
Listen, I guarantee you I'm close to you. Because if you really want to count all the races I've had with ODB, your lip might drop a little bit further than what your glasses hit your nose.
Yeah, okay.
Antoine.
Now, go get
all
the questions.
Marcus is on the phone.
No, I'm just asking a question. I'm going back on mute eating this damn pork chop.
Go on mute until you get oil pressure.
Hey, man, did y'all, where OG Bobby at, man? He usually on the phone. He ain't on the phone. Somebody need to call
him. Nobody wants to take that bet?
Nah.
Okay.
I'll take the bet when I whoop your ass. I'll be in the lane before you.
Bet.
He don't know you got the keys to the track, Sammy. He don't know you got the keys to the track.
Bet.
Well, man, Sammy run out being the lane before him.
Bet.
Sammy, what time we got a race?
At 5:00.
All right. I've been in the lane at 3:30 park.
Then you an hour late.
I ain't an hour late. I'm an hour and a half early.
Take that bet, you an hour late.
No, I ain't.
Sammy going to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning in the lane.
Listen.
He lost that one, homie.
I said with me and him race. I ain't say nothing with me and him race.
Y'all guys were good.
What's your race schedule looking like?
It's that too day? Busy. You might not
very
go keep
busy.
Up.
You'd be too busy, right?
You might can't keep up with my schedule if I told you.
I don't know how I keep up with it. I'll be right behind you when you're supposed to run somebody around fucking 4 or 3 o'clock. And I'll be there before you, and you going down the track.
I ain't got nobody around that time. I ain't got nobody around that time.
You know, giving the devil his due, but those that don't know, you bringing two cars to the track to run all these races, that shit's a lot. Because I've done some shit like that, and that shit, that ain't no easy fucking task.
Especially if
you have a problem with one car.
I did it in Alabama.
That shit is different, man.
Uncle Kev.
We went to Alabama, I did it 2 days in a row.
You got a good pit crew and support system, you can do it.
There you go. I got a good-ass pit crew.
For those who've done that shit like myself, that shit can be a fucking
day.
It
is. Shit.
Look, Uncle Kev.
Back in the day,
Sammy.
We used to race that pro street shit. That's work.
You can't take nothing, you know, you can't take nothing away from Laurent. He's
no,
doing
you
his
can't.
Thing. His crew, his pit crew that go with him, they're doing their thing. The only fucked up thing about Laurent.
Here come the butt.
There's only
here
one fucked up thing about Laurent. His fucking
which
cousin.
Is?
his cousin.
What? His cousin.
His cousin.
So you mean that there's some dead weight in there somewhere?
There's some fucking dead weight. One of them got big ass fucking lips. You know, that motherfucker know how to kiss some shit.
I don't know, but every time I see him on the interweb, that motherfucker, he eats good. He always got a steak or some kind of seafood salvation shit going on. That motherfucker eats real good.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah. What we gonna do to Sammy Wagon on the 7th?
That ain't even nothing to see. That ain't even nothing to talk about.
What you gonna do to him?
If he get that big motherfucker in front of us, I'll retire for racing ever.
Don't say that. Don't, because we're gonna miss you. Don't say that. We'll miss you.
You
bring a lot to the game. Retract that statement. He didn't mean that, y'all. He was just talking out of turn. He didn't mean that.
Listen, if we make a clean pass and Sammy turn on that wind light, I ain't gonna worry about me ever again.
Well, there we go with that iffy. You know what they say, if your aunt had a set of nuts, you'll be your uncle. So that iffy
uncle,
shit's out the window too.
Uncle Kevin.
That's
why I say,
hey,
LaRon.
Ain't you locked in with Sammy Wagon, the 7th?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 5 o'clock.
Yes,
5 o'clock.
What do you think we're talking about,
yes,
you stupid?
But see, I can understand your talk because you got to feel good because you running the heaviest motherfucking thing at the track besides
there
the
you
sweeper.
Go.
So
no,
that's
it,
you know,
well.
you basing it off of that.
The only motherfucker that's heavy. I'm heavy as well.
No, you ain't that heavy.
Man,
Sammy got more grass around that motherfucking car than they had in the White House.
Hey, listen, that motherfucker ain't nothing cut out that car.
What's not cut out?
Ain't nothing cut out of my car.
He talking about his car. I'm just looking at Sammy's glass than your car.
You got no door panels. You got no car.
How much you
want to
bet?
Don't talk about his car, Sammy. We ain't supposed to do this. This is grudge racing, ain't class racing. We gonna stop that.
Yeah.
No parts, nothing.
Sammy, I got the original door panel still in that car.
Okay. You can put them on.
Yeah, but
right
they're
now.
In the garage.
They're not on the car.
No, they're not. They're in there. What's the point of having...
I'm fucking with you, man. I ain't seen
it.
Man, I saw the video when they had the door open. And wherever you were at this weekend.
Sammy, we don't talk parts.
This is grudge racing. It ain't class racing. But
I still got roll up and down windows. Oh, that's just still enough.
Oh, okay. That's the car you running war with?
Yes, sir. Oh,
you gonna get fucked up. Jesus.
You're
still on it. War. I ran somebody and I did some shit like that, and I just got off.
Yeah.
I just got off parole a month ago, and I did this shit in 2007.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of a motherfucker like that. They don't look kindly on that shit when you go to your honor.
That big motherfucker gonna hit the side.
How many tires on motor? I did it when I was on motor. I don't know.
Better
100, I won't knock the tires off.
Man, don't just be there to give me that 3. That's fuck that 100. You gonna give me that 3?
And I'm gonna give you the option after I whoop your ass with this one car. I'm gonna sit the other car over there for you. And then
so after I whoop your ass, you just gonna load that motherfucker up
you.
And go home.
And then
and what's gonna happen?
You.
No, I need to know.
First of
what's gonna happen if you lose?
I told you. Hold on, listen. You wanna run
if
me head
you
up?
If you lose, what's gonna happen? How you gonna feel?
I can't see it.
If you lose,
I can't see it. I can't see it, and nobody on the show.
Like my
see
man
it.
Pro Stock Joe said, like the stupidest man in America.
like I said, nobody on this show believe that shit but you. You trying to hype yourself up.
Listen, there's one thing is drag racing. Anything can happen. You can't say what you can and can't do.
Sir, when I come at you,
we both gambling.
Listen, we both gambling.
I'm not gambling on this. I'm robbing your
oh,
ass.
Oh my god.
I'm not gambling.
You got to be the dumbest.
I'm robbing
you got
your
to be,
ass, sir.
If you don't think anything can happen in drag racing, you don't need to be racing. Get off the phone.
Anything
Joe
can happen.
Mike.
Yes, yes, it can. But on the
Joe
first, I'm gonna rob you. I'm gonna
anybody
rob
else
you want to
race? Anybody
but
else
you take
race?
A race on the thought process that anything can happen, that's a bad move.
Do anybody else want to race?
You got listen, you ain't got no more fucking room to race that day.
On the first, I got plenty of room to race on the first. This is the only race I got.
Oh, the first. I thought you were talking about the ones you got lost.
No, I got to run him on the first. He after that.
Oh, well, give it time. I'm sure somebody going to poke their head up.
Nah, hell no, they ain't. Everybody's after I do, they ain't going to be in the bush.
So,
he might change his mind.
What do you think I should do, Golden Let, Jim?
Might be another Mount Vernon car might want to just shot
man,
at the title.
Mount Vernon, them motherfuckers in the bushes.
Well, you just got one of them out of that motherfucker.
That's one out of how many cars Mount Vernon got?
Cars that fit like you?
If they don't fit like me, how many?
Why don't they fit like us?
We called out the whole Mount Vernon. We called out the whole Mount Vernon last week. Me and my cousins called out the whole Mount Vernon.
But you see, you tend to call it out at the wrong time.
Man, there's no such thing as the wrong time. We're saying the same thing the week after, and only one step up. We got to do it every week to get two, then the week after that get three. That's right.
Hey, LaVon.
Yo.
Is any of them cars that you racing this weekend, is they coming to MIR?
Yeah.
You know what?
I think all of my races might, except for EP, I don't know, OG Bobby might retire after this. He might be doing racing after what I'm doing to him. I think the turbo car, coming and 10-5 Drew coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
know
the other thing. Y'all got your eyes on Mount Vernon as a prize. Y'all better keep your fucking eyes on Jersey. Y'all motherfuckers standing
man
on the train tracks looking
if
for the
I
train, and here come that tractor trailer gonna run y'all fast over.
I called out the whole state of New Jersey, and I'm gonna run.
You know, good
Mount
report.
Vernon.
Good report. I did hear that. Good report.
Thank you. Everything I said, I stand behind. I called out the whole New Jersey. I got four cars that came out.
I wonder if old Cliffy coming down this next week or I wonder if old Cliff coming down.
Marcus, I already put the ATV out for him. I already put the ATV out for him.
Hey, Pimpin.
What's
up, Shella?
Mrs. Wonkus. There go Cliff right there. Cliff told you to be
there. Do you have any, Mrs. Wonkus, motor cars? Do you have any motor cars, Mrs. Wonkus?
No, I ain't got no.
Because there's three of them.
No,
there's going to be three of them at ACCO that's going to be in Bud's Creek. From all natural aspirated, no all horsepower. Looking for action on the 7 if you want to try.
I ain't got no motor car.
There's two small block. There's two small block. You can, a little justice. They'll try you out too.
Yeah, well, the motor cars, man, they get super light. So I got to try them muscle. Head up like a
okay
man.
All right, try muscle to muscle then.
I said head up like a man.
Head up.
Fair.
Muscle
I mean,
to muscle, head up.
Yeah, we can get to it. But, hey, Cliff.
Okay.
You said you is going to be there?
Inshallah, yes, sir. No doubt.
Change your
and you're going to be
car
there racing is the only question.
With the car.
Hey, listen. If I go there, eat hamburgers and hot dogs all goddamn day, what difference do it make? I just said I'm going to be there.
Cliff is the best at this shit. Cliff gives you them one-liners, boy, that's killer. Go ahead, Cliff.
But no, for the record, I'll be there, inshallah, with Elbow, and I'll probably bring Bully. A 3,100-pound all-steel slow-ass Monte Carlo. Both of them.
And what you willing to do with those?
What you going to do with
that?
listen, at this point in the game, I know I'm going to send them through. Now, if they're going through with somebody, that all depends on that somebody. If you
let
say somebody,
right.
I'm
about to say, because we just knocked you off with the
hold
show.
On. Hey, Cliffy, what about if I give you some justice? What about if I offer you some justice with Bigfoot?
You should have did that in the first place. Why are you talking about it now?
Well, you know, because I didn't know if you was going, so
no,
I figured
don't.
That I wasn't.
No,
hey,
I
listen
don't.
For that.
You know,
just say Boacky and fuck everybody follow up.
So what I'm saying is, is you willing to lock something small in?
You know what? Listen, something small is what I was made of. I was born on something small.
So, okay. So how about this, then? Bigfoot's going to give you the head up clear for 200,000.
I don't like that at
that's
all.
That's ready.
I don't like that
all right.
at all.
All right. How about 215?
No, the numbers ain't bothering me. The spot is what bothers me. I don't like that at all.
All right. How about head up, small block, 23-degree head on one system?
Oh. Hold on.
How about
let me,
that?
Let me,
on
let me
the radio.
Let me make this cow real quick. Okay, Cliff. So how about you got the 1-1 for three on 1500 or better, race ready by 6 o'clock.
I like the race. I don't know if I have enough money.
All right, so how about I'll back it back down to 1,000?
1-1 for 1,000?
Yes.
With big
hey, whoever eating, wait a minute, whoever eating, go on mute, God damn.
Yeah. With the same car that's going to run family, the Nova street car, same way it's there, all steel, all glass, no willy bars,
listen,
none of that shit.
Listen, I like that race. I don't have a problem with it. Can I give you an answer by next Tuesday?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine with me.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Now,
okay.
Somebody else will talk to you, though. I'll let them get that gas off. Somebody else will go on your ass, too.
I said,
I said we'll take Bowacky, small block, 23-degree head, one system on the radio, and run that money, run your car head up.
Who is that?
Whatever, $100, $200.
That's
Antoine.
You know what I'm saying? My mic ain't working.
No, that's not Antoine. That's the owner of Bowacky.
Oh, that's LaRon.
It's him, actually, but yeah, I'm speaking for him.
Well, I don't, listen, I'm trying, who's speaking, though? Who is speaking?
Me, Tim.
Tim. Tim.
Tim.
That's
Tim.
Tim.
You know what? I'm going to have to back up from that one, you know. I actually like what Marcus
right.
said.
No,
honestly,
I don't aim at it. I'm not mad at you, but I'll tell you what,
Mr. Bowacky, 23 degrees, I'll take everything in drag racing, you leave that son of a gun on motor, I'll take a 3,100-pound car, my nephew's car, and let's get it.
That ain't gonna never happen, we ain't gonna never run it on motor.
Okay.
We don't build nice cars to run on motor.
I don't need the explanation. You know, I don't know where you was born. I don't need no explanation. That's fine.
He said.
Once you say no, that works for me.
Cliffy is a sweet-talking Keith Sweat, boy. I swear to you, boy. Good
yeah,
God almighty.
You can talk the best of them. That's a bad sort.
Mm-hmm.
He is smooth.
Yeah. He just ain't saying nothing I would have heard, but he's smooth.
He said, I don't know where you was born at, but I don't need no explanation.
I was born in Brooklyn. Queens County Hospital, baby, born and raised.
Well, listen, that's fine. They should have gave you the rules when you left.
No doubt. They should have. That's why I left. I couldn't abide by the rules.
Ah, damn.
But we're damn sure gambling. If you got anything with a 23-degree head on nitrous, we got to go out there.
Well, listen, you want me to repeat what I just said?
I'm listening.
I said, take your nitrous off. Give my 3,100-pound car everything in drag racing to the eighth, and let's get it.
All right, and you repeat what I said. I ain't taking the nitrous off of nothing. You can get everything in drag racing, but I'm giving you everything I got to catch your ass.
Okay, so you know what? The last answer I gave, the last words I gave you, I'm going to give it to you again. I don't know when you were born, you know, that ain't going to work.
No problem. And I said no problem.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, you know what, you guys, good luck to you next week. Whatever you do is whatever you do. But you know what? Once y'all get in the frying pan and y'all mix up your eggs and bacon and scramble your shit all up, whatever, how you do it, hey, listen, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, because a lot of talk going on, bro. A lot of talk. But good luck.
Hey, time tells. Time tells all. That's one thing about time. It is tells. The truth will come out. And I'm going to tell you, we going out there. Win, lose, or draw. So it is what it is now. All they can do is win some money.
Well, you know, once again, good luck to you guys. But you know what? I look forward to August 7th. I look forward to that day most of all.
Wow, what's going to happen August
7th? That's the day that I intend on being there. Anything else prior to that, you know, I could care less about it. That's what I'm saying to you. Even though I do got money riding on that day, I won't be there, though. My money's up and it's on the table. But I don't need to be there to see it come or go. I ain't confused you, did I?
No, you confused me. I'm just that quiet.
Okay.
I'm more of a listener than a talker. I like my actions speak. No one is a talker.
Well, listen, make sure your link is break this Sunday, and listen, you'll have my vote.
Hey, LaRon. LaRon, still over here.
Yeah.
He up here somewhere.
Yo.
Hey, I just called NASA, you know, because they got all them smart guys, the engineers. I said, can y'all figure out why he locked in World War II with either one of his cars? And NASA said, they don't know what the hell you doing. They said, they don't know what the fuck you doing. They figured it out. They said they got the calculators, the protractors. They did all the figures, and they said, you fucking crazy, man. They don't know what the hell you up to.
Boy, Fat Albert, you doing your best for that man to give up that $1,000, ain't you?
I don't know why. I don't know why. They just
that man has said it 1,000 times. He don't give a good fart. He coming.
Kevin, I'm trying to figure it out.
That man figured it out. Stop talking about this shit, because I'm getting scared over here.
You going to figure it out August 1st. Everybody going
to
figure it out.
Hey, Fat Albert, you going to learn today. You going to learn today. You know how that saying go. But that's gangster for him to even attempt some shit like that.
Right, good report.
I cannot wait for them boys to make up some T-shirts, because I'm going to buy them the fuck out. I'm going to buy the whole fucking lot of them.
Oh, yeah. If nothing else, they definitely gangster with what they're talking
about. Oh, they are. Hey, they keep, I listened, and I was like, yo, they keep this shit popping and go to the track and run as much as they run. And
definitely gangster with that.
And y'all know them better than I do. Like I said, I ain't been around. I just catch what I catch on going on their website and shit like that, and just the shit talking and who is that Marcus that eat like a fucking king. He every time he got some fucking big ass lobster tails or some shit of steaks. But somebody
hey,
else paid for that shit though. Every time he eat, it's always a caption. Guess who paid for this? So they knocking people in the head.
Hey, look, I'm about to go to the grocery store now and get some daggone lobster tails. And I'm going to put them on the grill and sear some steak with it. That's what we do every weekend. And we're really
so you're
being
from,
every
you're
day.
From that Maryland area.
Yeah.
We New Yorkers, we can't put shit on the grill because either big ass cat or rat been to snatch that bitch off when you turn your back.
Damn.
He's kind of rough.
I was up that way last night. I started to put an APB out, see if there was any street racing going on last night.
Where were you at?
Hey, I was up north by South Amboy. I was up north last night.
Oh, you're right over the bridge.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how long did y'all stay on the porch that day? How long y'all stay out there?
Until the popos came and told us we got to quiet it down. Because we scared the neighbors.
Right until it got dark. It started to get dark and they started to leave.
Oh, okay.
But we had got to give a shout out to my buddy, Pee Wee. He did a great fucking job photographing.
Look, when the phone cut off, I was mad as a bitch.
It cut off because his battery went dead. He had to go and get the battery out of his truck.
But he
that's why it shut off.
There's a part two.
Yeah, I saw
both times.
I'm talking when the second one cut off. I was like,
God,
it. I looked at it about three, 4 times. Man, I laughed my ass off.
And them are so-called friends, so you know what we do to strangers.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. If this fucking town, and I know they listen, can ever come together, like we just get all our shit together, like they roll, and they, like the Rico Mafia, we just going to go to place with all our shit and run everybody from out of town. We'll be some bad motherfuckers. But now that would be the good part of it. The bad part is I wouldn't trust one of these motherfuckers for nothing in the world because we get to the track and they backstab you like a motherfucker. We know who we can trust. But you go there and a bitch would flip in a minute. But, boy, if we can ever just stand tall for one motherfucking day and just get that feeling – And you know, everybody be Indians. We ain't got one chief. Just everybody be Indians for that one fucking day. Boy, we'll be some dangerous motherfuckers.
Right.
That's my feeling on it anyway.
That shit was funny when you kept getting up. I forgot the guy name. You kept saying, well, what did you say, John? What was his name? What did you say?
Oh, George.
You said, what you say, George? What you say, George?
And George ain't said a word. George, see, I'm trying to drag. You know what that was about. Trying to drag, like, and that was just to piss him off. It worked.
Man, that shit was funny as a bitch.
You know you got a motherfucker when he started telling on his shit. I was like,
you a joker, call OG Bobby and check on him, man.
Yeah, there's a saying, leave that sleeping bear alone. Y'all keep fucking around and calling somebody, and then when you get them, you ain't going to like the results.
Right,
let that bear sleep.
How many races you got Sunday with Bo Wacky and all? Combined.
Six.
How many you got Sunday? Six?
Six.
Six.
Okay, you know what? We spoke last week on some nonsense. We're going to do 5 hours a race. This time, I'm going to agree that, you know what, if somebody pay off, that's a win for you. I'm going to bet you $5 on each of your goddamn races that you get wiped out. This, you know, it's something silly. You like that?
$5 on each race, you lock.
Yeah, okay. So now, if somebody pay off, I owe you. But now, if they don't pay off and you lose,
you betting away the pot, girl.
Well, you know, he know what I'm talking about because we went through that shit about a week ago. You know what I'm talking about, right, LeRon? Yeah. So $5 because I didn't want to bet the way the pot went, but he says that DP pay is a win. I didn't really feel that way, but you know what?
You said something weird, and I said I count DPs as a win for that day, not in my record. Just for that day, not for my records. No.
All right.
My record.
You know
I'm 23-7, and I done received 5 or 6 punk ups.
All right. Well, you know what? We gonna bet 6 races, $5 each, the way the deposit go.
All right, just for you, Cliff, we locked, man.
Yeah, it's just something to kicks and giggles, man.
man,
we can do it for a soda or something. I don't care. We can do it. We locked in.
The front house is good.
If you Roger, is your mic blocked open?
About goddamn time.
I've been had it open, Roger, and you wouldn't know.
You're lying,
but probably heard it, but you didn't.
Motherfucker, I've been here for an hour and a half.
You ain't been here no damn hour there. Yeah, you lying.
This is the part of the show that we let white guys on, Jeff. They always do. Them brothers always pull that bullshit, Jeff.
I know what they do.
They treat us bad, Jeff.
I hear you.
How you been, Jeff?
Did
you and Fat Albert ever work that thing out trying to get your man Mark?
Hell no.
He hiding, man.
Because I'm just trying. Oh. Okay.
Bob, where's that sad mouth crew at? Whatever the fuck they call it.
Uh-oh. Here's
Johnny.
Here,
Jeff. Marcus. What's up, Jeff? Talk nice.
Is in the gym on the elliptical machine.
He need to get on the treadmill. Tell him to get on the treadmill. That chubby bastard.
Oh, Lord. Here
Dave
goes,
said
Jeff.
On the elliptical. Oh, Dave.
He's saying elliptical. God damn.
Hey, Fat Albert. It's not what he said. It's how he said it. Elliptical.
Yeah. He broke it down to each vowel.
Right.
Hey, Jeff.
Dave, that's why they got in Mount Vernon so hard, because you be stirring shit.
But, Jeff, you and Marcus is locked down for 3,000. I just looked at my notes. Y'all on that, you and Ricky Fox race, y'all down for 3,000 apiece.
Yeah, but, look, didn't his hero win a race the other day, the Silver Sissy? Didn't he win a race the other day?
Jeff, talk nice.
Didn't
they
go
Jeff, more, talk nice.
Silver Surfer lost. And, he lost the last one.
No, he won. That's all he just won.
He won one and lost one.
He lost.
Yeah, transmission messed up on Karma.
Oh. Well, tell him to get his old sissy ass down there August the 7th.
Here, Jeff, go. Okay, I relayed a message to him.
No, you
matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to do it right now. Hold on.
You ain't going to do nothing.
You got to put that with some happiness in your voice, Antoine.
So Jeff, this is a question. Are you still sticking to your guns and fuck them big tires? You going small tires? This is official?
Yeah, after this year. I'm getting ready.
After this year.
I got a couple more races when these big tires are. Then I'll be done. Because you can't. Because the tracks won't allow you to run a slick. That's the only problem.
Yeah, but everything now, I just seeing that everything is small tire now. Like, the game changes.
It's more fun.
It's got to be a radio. If it ain't a radio, Kevin, you can't get down the track. They glued up too much.
Right.
Unless you run PDRA or Northeast Pro Mile Shootout, I mean, that's the only way you're going to get a big slick down the track. All this radio shit.
Say, Mama, go with the flow.
See, I got to ask these questions because you got to take it from the professionals. When they make moves, there's a reason for it. You know, and I've been kind of on vacation for a minute, so coming back, I got to see which trend I'm going to lean toward.
Yeah, you better put a video on.
Well, I got to tear Fat Albert up with them big tires first. I got to do that.
I'm on the small tires, Kevin.
Well, you go on with your tough self.
I just got a text.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I got a text. Mr. Peanut, American Gangster, said he don't give a fuck what tire you put on that bitch.
He would say that. Hey, that's the shit I'm talking about. That was my buddy on the porch. See how he do me?
And I want you to text him back and say, lock that line.
Right out, but you let that man talk about you like that, stone cold.
Tell him to lock that line. That's all he got to do, lock that line.
Kevin, you do know that you could damn near buy two smaller tires for the same price as you pay for one big tire. You do know that, right?
I know that now, Cliff. Good report.
And, hey, Kevin, them fuckers last twice as long. Three times.
No bullshit. No bullshit.
They last forever.
Yeah, my driver's daughter. You know, she does that drag radio thingy, and yeah, and they be out like as much as anybody else, and doing 3 and 4 rounds and shit. You know, they qualify, and yeah, she's been working on the same set she started with this year, and got life to them. I don't know. Everything is either sit like me or sit exactly like me, so you don't know what you're getting. Except that tough ass lizard. He done jumped on a fucking big. He didn't give a fuck. Take your wheelie bars, your big ties, and keep it coming. I was like, God
damn. That's
the
difference between me and a lot of people. A lot of people scared of that shit. I don't mind trying some shit. Like I said, anything can happen. And like
yeah,
you said, any two cars can race, right?
Yeah.
Any two cars can race.
No, yeah, they say that. They say that shit, but I wasn't a believer. That's that old grudge race. I don't know what page that on, but that shit, that's like any two fighters
that's
can fight. And Jeff Rogers being a boxer, he know that shit sounds good, but you get in the ring with the right motherfucker, he'll prove you wrong. Same thing with them any two cars can race shit.
Kevin,
yeah.
When a motherfucker tell you to sit like me, that's just like a motherfucker saying, trust me. You get it?
Yeah, but it was, I mean, that's part of it, Cliff, but the part that now, it ain't, they done took it a step further, is damn near sit exactly like me.
You know what
I mean?
I'm
going to
tell you
right
now,
checking you for shit like, okay.
You know what that's called when they tell you that? You know what that, it's called class reading.
That's what I said. I mean, okay, you got an all steel car. He got an all steel car. You got a small block. He got a small block. He got 28s. You got 29s, and he's raising shit. Oh, you got 29s, and I don't. You know, that's the part that kind of fucks me up. Or hey, you got a Lexan window here, and I got all. You know, it gets to a point where, well, goddamn. And you guys is good out there. I mean, y'all can look basically look at a car and put them on a number. He sits like this or he has this. I know a person that has something. He was flying with this, that, and other. Yeah, y'all good with that shit. But it's...
It's a lot of that. It's a lot of that here in the DMV, man.
Really?
It's more... Yes. It's more than... It's selling fan hours.
Well, y'all got to be... I mean, hey, the DMV, y'all loaded. I mean, all the cars y'all have up there, y'all you know.
Let me tell you this. It would be a lot more grudge racing if it wasn't that going on.
Really?
I mean, a lot more grudge. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 80%
well,
of the races stopped because of that.
You still got one up around here.
Now, I remember when y'all was going to do, when y'all was going to run Tricky Ricky, and I was like, no fucking way. But y'all went out there, and like I said, everything's a gamble. Maybe y'all knew that he was having a little issues. I don't know. But just the fact to try that on that assumption, I was like, that's fucking ballsy.
But they never went back, though. Say it right, Kevin.
Regardless of what they did, they went out there the first time.
We just didn't respect Tricky Ricky.
That's what it was. We didn't give a fuck about it. We knew.
But
right
that was more
right
ego than anything. Not the
hell
he was
yeah,
having.
We already knew he can't get down. He can't get down on the track no matter what fucking tire he put on there, wheelie bars or not.
Antoine,
you know what I mean?
Antoine.
Now I didn't want to start, man. I was just using that as a reference because I remembered that
Antoine.
One. I was like, why?
I want you to bump that video.
Well, Post, I say he got to be the saddest man in America.
No, I seen the video. That's what I was basing it on.
Hey,
you
Kevin
know,
Hunt,
yeah.
did
and
I talk that shit to that? Hey, Kevin Hunt, did I talk that shit to that motherfucker before
man,
the race?
And I know Ricky, and I like you talk so much shit to him. I got an attitude, so you know.
Oh my God, my Lord!
Hey, I was betting money, and I was driving. I wasn't playing no
fucking
man. I bet that shit too. When I drive,
yeah, like you back it up. Like I said, your gangster is above reproach. But y'all kill me with that shit. That's why I know that's a fucking rivalry because when you guys go back and forth. You can feel that shit. That is tension, and it's like,
Kevin,
y'all both got that same feeling. Y'all want each other so fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, hold on. It'd be more racing in the DMV, But there's only one problem. People scared to take a L. Don't nobody want to take
exactly.
a L.
Hold Fat Albert. I'm going to stop right there. That's not the only thing. You got too many motherfuckers buddying up with motherfuckers
teammate.
To make a team just to beat somebody. And the bad part of this, I'm not here to say ODB is this, ODB's that. But we've done that shit all last year. We made motherfuckers team up with people they truly hate just to beat us. And we still fuck them up.
Beat them. Yeah.
Man, we had motherfuckers hit both tuners just to try to beat us. And they get fucked up. Motherfuckers charges $1,500 for 3 or 4 hours to tune a car, and we kill them, bitches. Man, we don't need no tune. We ain't got tune.
Yeah, that hurts when you import shit.
We gamble on ourselves.
Y'all got a team like we got. Yes, sir.
How you doing that, Kevin Hunt?
Who this be? Is this Bad Man?
Yes, sir.
I recognize that voice. Tell me, they said we had to monitor these phones tonight because you know how you get. We just have to keep a close eye on you.
Nah, I ain't gonna do nothing stupid. None of that.
Okay.
But
I'm not like I used to be.
We just, man, listen, we love this shit, man. Win, lose, or draw.
Yep.
Me and my boys, we're gonna do it all. Win, lose, or draw, we're gonna do it all. We're gonna talk shit after the race. We're gonna talk shit before the race. We goddamn it, gonna party with you. We'll give you a shot. We'll feed you. And goddamn it, hey, if you got a little bit pussy, we'll try that too. But you know, we just get it in. You know, you know, we just get
Don't
it in.
Don't you
man.
Worry. You're gonna feed everybody, and I'm gonna get everybody nice and toasty with them drinks.
That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
Man, listen.
Like
but you was, I ain't fucking with you. I'm going to take a sip. I'm going to put that bitch right away. God damn, that shit good
August,
as motherfucker.
August 7th, they look like they got a good show. It's going to be a whole lot of people coming from our end. You know, I'm starting the show off. I'm starting the show off with a bang right out the motherfucking trailer, right out the ranch. I'm going to knock Sammy on top of his head. When I get done with him, I'm going to somebody else. I'm going until I ain't got no money no more or I ain't got no more oil pressure.
Butch.
Same way.
Yeah,
same way
man.
We shut
but
the whole
you
sack down.
You said
yeah.
you're gonna have the you said you're gonna have the drinks.
Yeah.
You,
mm-hmm.
I like to see you do that and get married in three states over the next day. I like to see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna be there with the but, drinks? You know, and you gotta get married the next day.
Don't you worry, man.
Question.
Don't you worry. I got an idea.
Boog. Okay. Okay, Ralph Cramden. Okay. Idea.
But we just
man,
like
I thought
race,
you
man.
Tied the knot already. But God damn, man. I thought you tied the knot already.
Say what?
I thought you tied the knot already, big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when is your date? August or July?
August the 8th, and he said the next day.
Oh,
yeah,
right, well,
August the
8th. God bless you. Oh, okay, yeah, that is a rough call right there. And look, yeah, okay. And no, he can send some things. He ain't got to be there. I've seen people do it.
All right. Hey, and listen, I seen Wickenberg got another car. As soon
Everybody
as he make that bitch go And it's, listen. As soon as he made that bitch go poop out, he got the back tire in the clear for Fleet Low. Straight like that.
But you got to raise
he,
your hand
soon,
and tell
he,
him that.
Soon he put heat in them
him.
Headers. Soon he put heat in them headers, he got the back tire in the clear for Fleet Low.
He already got his carburetor. He ready. He getting there.
Good.
I'm just
what else
saying.
He needs so we can... What else we need? What else he needs so we can help him finish that?
He need to get off them live feeds in the morning. That's what the fuck else he needs.
No, that motherfucker's a love doctor.
Yeah, for real.
Huh?
He didn't. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what he
yeah,
said
man.
It right on front.
Yeah, man.
Also,
I don't even
boy,
know where the
trying
fuck
to get
that
people,
came from.
He's trying to get people love advice, huh?
said that he gave everybody relationship advice, everything. Mm. All I say is this second half of the season, this second half of the season is going to be real interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This going to get, mm-hmm. this going to get red. It's going to
get very,
red.
Very interesting. Oh. has a man by OG Bobby been on the phone?
No, sir.
Gotcha. Well, I just want to give my condolences out to him. You know what I mean? I know he's been having a lot of death in the family. And, you know, if anything bad must do to help out, you know, we're here to do it for you, OG Bobby. Respect for you, bro. If you're listening on the phone.
Yes. No Sundays.
So is the Delaware Badmouth crew coming to ACO this weekend?
No, we got a big party this weekend. My party is this weekend.
The annual party.
My birthday is Monday. The party is this weekend.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. No, it's starting off Friday.
Man, listen. Let me give y'all a little 401 about this motherfucker here. Every year this motherfucker calls me to DJ his party. This motherfucker starts Friday.
Thursday. Message me your address. I'm gonna come down. Inshallah, I'm coming.
This shit starts Thursday and don't end until Monday morning. I'm telling you that now. Saturday is the big day.
Text me, Marvin.
I'm coming down. Fat Albert, you remember what I told you, Fat Albert?
All right, well, if I pass out, Marcus just got to roll me in the garage and just leave it there.
I thought you had the address.
I never did check Marcus's house.
Wherever the party gonna be at, Marcus, send me that thing. I'm coming on down.
All right, I'm coming down, Cliff.
Fat Albert, I thought you had the address. Always on
your
knees.
Hell yeah, just say it on the radio. Let's everybody hear. Everybody coming.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell y'all now. If y'all got races on that Sunday, don't go. I'm just telling you now. You heard it from me. Don't go. If you got races, don't go. That's my warning to you.
Joe Gray ain't coming nowhere. I know that. He's going to be too far in the casino.
He's going to be in the casino.
No, I'm supposed to be in Florida. I'm supposed to be with the grandkids.
Hey, Joe, what part of Florida are you going to be in?
Plantation.
I'm coming down. I leave Saturday night coming down.
You going to be down there?
I swear to God, I'm going to Tampa. Seriously.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, seriously.
How long you going to be down there for?
Till Thursday, to that following Thursday.
Oh, shit, then we going to hook up then down there then.
Let's go.
No problem. Sound good to me. Yeah, well, I won't be that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. My old lady's birthday today, and I'm on the damn road. Oh, she ain't called me nothing. I said, happy birthday. I love you. I ain't getting nothing back.
I didn't see Patty Cake birthday pop up.
Ain't no goddamn Patty. Marcus, when I see you, goddamn.
Yo. Mm-mm-mm. Basketball game on.
Oh, shit. I'll send this to
Hey, Joe, Long Island.
Yeah.
Who I sent it to, and it was, I was supposed to send it to you.
Who?
Postdoc Joe.
Damn. Hey, listen.
He's going to be in that too now.
And Long Island. He could come in and say, Marcus Walker, what's going on,
doctor?
No.
Hey.
Wait. What'd you send him? You sent the address?
I sent him the flower.
It's a flyer.
I'm gonna bring the Christmas tree, the practice tree.
Yeah, it's, and then you know you get 10%, oh no, 20%, and I think it's $20 a game or something. Can you get a cut if y'all go to gamble?
I am the house, so I gotta get paid too.
Then you gonna raffle off the TV later on.
Oh, man.
Hey, the TV's gone.
They said the TV gone.
Oh, you know they got to bring everything out. They're going to bring you for everything. They're going to bring just one thing, shoot. You know how it goes. You're going to do it right. Now you know what Postdoc Joe know.
Hey, Joe, you better send me a birthday gift, too. If you can't make it.
I got you.
Marcus, that came out too fast. He up to something. You better watch out. He said, I got you.
Nah, I ain't like that. I got him. I won't give up.
Hey. That's right. But yeah, we're going to have a good time. I'd rather be racing, but this is an annual thing that we do every year, and it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Man, tell me about it.
No drama, no bullshit, you know what I mean? Man, it's love and love. We got a bartender that can make every drink from the sun up to the sun down. It might pour it in your mouth for you if you talk right. So we get it done.
Can he make a Charlie Brown?
Oh, shit.
I tell her to make that, and I pull it on the ground and say, sorry for your luck, Charlie.
Oh, shit.
Hey, shout out. That might be a new drink. I'm glad you said that.
I believe that last joke was directed at somebody.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
All I see, can he make a Charlie Brown? I heard of a drink.
You know he was directed at.
Yeah, a little jab was thrown
there. Marcus said his bartender can make anything. I was asking, can he make a Charlie Brown?
And Marcus said he'll pour it on the ground. I heard it all, Jeff.
Maybe Marcus don't like that drink.
Every time Fat Albert stop and get him a Black and Mild coffee, act foolish, right? You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He get quiet,
Fat
get
Albert.
That coffee.
Fat Albert.
There he is.
Fat Albert.
I remember how I ordered
the pink hat for you?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I just ordered some knee pads for you.
Oh, Lord. A reverse lot lizard. Well, you ordered me some knee pads. You better order you some goddamn some Neosporin, because when they run that up in you, you're going to need something to cover up your shoulder. So you better order you some Neosporin. That's what you better order.
Oh, man, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm bringing some Plan B for Mr. Wonkus. if we don't want to have my kids.
Hey.
Damn. Plan B. God damn.
Hey, listen, Sammy.
Because I don't need to pay child support. You know what I mean? He might end up with twins or triplets. I don't know.
Sammy.
So
Sammy.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Can't afford that shit.
Sammy, you know how that crazy horse ain't no crazy no more? Charlie horse ain't Charlie no more. That motherfucker just a young boy. He ain't Charlie. He ain't no young. He ain't
Big
no
Dave.
Man
Big Dave. What machine he got to go to the gym on?
The elliptical. L-I-T.
Marcus, get to work.
Hey,
get it working out. Go.
I tell you what. No, I'm just getting finished in the work. I'm just getting finished in the gym now. But since Dave said that, I'm going to see how long your lip is dropped after that motherfucker 500 going out the pocket. Man, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see how long your lip drops.
Were you betting 500 on what?
Oh, your race, Sammy.
On the race.
I bet him 500 that you turn him in like, Sammy.
Yep.
Yeah. You should might as well
he
make 1,000.
He better than
that. You might as well make 1,000.
Ha! Huh. Man, I said make it 1,000.
Make it 1,000.
He better that. So, that's good. He said, hey, the man said his word is good. He said his name is good.
No, but when I get to the track, whoever at the track from your camp, I'll give the money to. If you ain't there.
Don't give it to $5.
Okay.
No. Kevin said he's a drunk. Don't give it to him.
Yeah. I wouldn't give a fuck who he gave it to.
No.
It ain't my
Hold up. Kevin didn't say that. Walter Mann said that. So be real if you gonna tell it.
You said it, I didn't.
The man brother said it. I ain't like how they try to say that shit about my boy, Fat Albert. But that's all right, Fat Albert. Oh, my cousin's going to take care of them August the 1st. Ain't nothing to talk about.
August the 1st?
August the 1st.
Too.
What, they only got one lane at that track?
Man. If you bet with them, you're going to find out.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Damn, I ain't...
Yo,
when you go to Marcus's house, get the famous orange crush or the strawberry crush. You done heard it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know Fat Albert. Hold on, you know Fat Albert old school, so he drink that. He drink that goddamn Naughty Head and gin and juice and shit like that.
I don't drink no cheap liquor, sir. I don't drink cheap liquor, sir. Because you wake up the next morning feel real bad. So I don't drink cheap liquor, sir. And another thing, you do not mix good liquor with cheap sodas. I'm old school. Give me a straight up shot. I don't drink all that fruity shit.
That's right.
Man, shit. That motherfucker strawberry crust. That motherfucker's on the money.
Hey, do you shot it hot or you goddamn want a little chill over it? Talk to me.
Well, last time I got it from her, she gave it to me hot. I said, baby, this was the best. This is the best shot I ever had.
Hey, I just want to say, Bad Mouth Crew and Lot Lizard to the front. That's all I want to say.
That's right.
All I want to say, gin and juice or vodka and orange juice. That's where it's at. That's all I want to say.
All I can say is
you just fucked. I just
want to
say
y'all
you fucked up,
Lord.
Like hey,
hold on, wait.
Antoine.
Hey, Clifton.
Antoine.
Yeah.
Antoine.
Yeah.
We're gonna drop LaRon off right on 95. You come get him, cause ain't gonna be nothing left.
See, that's fucked up. Damn. Nah, we ain't doing that.
Hey, Cliffy.
Yeah.
I got one question. With our little 23-degree truck, what you want to do on the 7th?
Listen, I got to get Marcus an answer first with the Bigfoot. You know,
I'm giving him something, cousin. I'm giving him something.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you giving him something?
Yeah. So that's my first priority. So, you know,
once he give you something, I could turn around to and give you something too.
Mm, good lord.
What you gonna
I'm
give?
Scared, man. Yeah. Okay. What you gonna give?
What you want me? I. Hold on, I don't even know how your car sit. I make back tires.
You know, hey, this is the mix. You started the conversation, so it's fucking you finish it.
And listen, I said I don't even know how your car sit, and I back tire you or clean you.
You just started a question with some questions. You know what?
Listen,
Cliffy,
I'm going to say it again. I said I don't even know how your car sit, and I will back tire or clear you. I didn't ask how you sit. I said I will.
He said he wasn't in the 31-1.
Huh? What'd you say, Doug?
He needs everything in drag racing. He got a big Monte Carlo.
Man, we got a nice truck. Small block. And I'll come a small block, 23 degrees, on one gun.
Hello? Man got a big car.
Hey cousin. All I need is Long Island Joe to give Cliffy a little heart, and he gonna go out there. He gonna do it.
Joe know I got the heart already. He know that.
So Cliffy, I tell you this: after you run Bigfoot, right? Cliffy, after you run Bigfoot, if you want to test after that, I test beside you for $5 and give you a spot.
Damn.
That was fucked up. Let's pick this up next Tuesday. So long.
Hey, you ain't running no Bigfoot.
Joe, we're going to carry this over to next week.
See what I mean? Ring the bell.
Yeah, Joe, you raid block, I gotta ring the bell, Joe. It's not locked. Cliff said he's gonna let him know by next Tuesday on the show whether he accepted 1-1 from Mom Bigfoot. He said he'll let him know. 3-5, 3-1,000. He said he will give him an answer by next Tuesday.
Yeah, so you know what? All this can be continued till next week. Because you know what?
By next week, you might have
motherfuckers needing soup and coffee by this time next week. Mm.
Hey, long as cream of crab soup, I'll eat that.
Yes, sir.
I'll eat that now. That's
and LaRon likes lizard soup. We know that.
Mm. LaRon said he is the official lot lizard king around this.
No, he's not. He lost that name.
He's just a lot.
We raced for the name sticker on the car. They took the sticker off, and I put the sticker back. They know what you're talking about. And then I told them I would rerun them again, and they went in the bushes.
It don't matter. They won the race. You are
it
now the
no
lot.
Race. My car broke. Yeah, you're right. They
That's
won.
That's a race.
You're right.
That
they
wasn't
won.
No race.
You're right.
The green
you're
light
right.
came
won.
On. The green light came
Listen,
on. The wind light
you're
came
right.
on.
You're right. They won. You right, they won. Do you
don't,
want to fucking
don't,
race me?
Don't,
yes or no?
Don't raise your voice. Don't raise your voice.
Do you want to raise
calm
me?
Down.
Yes or no?
Calm down.
Do you want to raise me?
I'm betting with Swizzle when you run that truck.
How much?
I'm betting in the pot.
Wait, how much on the side? Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna run the pot up. I think they said I could put the pot to wherever I want. I'm gonna run it up
oh,
now.
No.
Make sure your money.
They don't care how hard the pot get. They don't care about that.
Good.
Lord, no, they don't care.
They're going to be hurt. I bet you that when I make a shakedown, y'all going to change their mind.
Mm.
And I told you, I bet you $10.
Joe, how much it cost to get in? How much it cost to get in? 20? I bet 20.
No, it costs $100.
No, for cars. Cars, it costs $100.
200.
Spectators is only 20 probably, or 15. 15 probably.
Friday.
Joe, I bet in 15 that shakedown on. I bet you the shakedown don't scare them. I bet you $10-$15 shakedown don't scare them motherfuckers. I'm just going on your
Listen,
ass.
I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm gonna do. I'm about to be very disrespectful. Y'all gonna listen. I'm not shaking down beside somebody unless I'm racing. So my first shakedown is when I race that little red car And then my next shakedown is when I run swizzle. I'm not doing no in-between. So when I shake down with silence, it's going
to
be my
You race. Ain't going to have time. The goddamn lanes close 4 o'clock. You ain't got time.
Listen, that don't worry about how much time
get,
I got. Worry about how
get,
much time.
If
worry
get,
about how much we going to bet.
If you get 4 races.
Guess what? And swizzle going to I'm going to make sure I get swizzle.
EP,
just you bet.
EP going to gap you. EP going to gap your fucking ass.
How
right
much?
Up
how
back.
Much? How much you betting?
How much?
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fat Albert
nice
muted my mic. Fat Albert muted my mic, a bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Hey, I tell me EP off the chart.
I tell you what. I tell you what. I got $100 that says EP not for tires. Talk to me. I tell you what. I got $100 that EP either pays the DP or not the tires. Now lock that in. All together.
Yeah,
that's the whole bet. He either pays the DP and or he's going to knock the tires coming off trailer. Talk to me.
Now, you gave your predictions, Antoine. You gave your predictions. You put it up on writing it on Facebook.
He damn sure did. And his prediction said Lyle is going to go 4-1 or 5-0.
I don't see EP going on there.
I bet
you
10-5 Drew don't knock the tires 50.
Man, ain't nobody worried about no 10-5 Drew Long Island Joe.
I bet you, hey, I bet you 10-5 Drew do 2 shakedowns instead of none or one.
How much you want to bet that?
I bet he do one.
I bet he do more than one. If he do more than one, you owe me $20. If he do more than one, $20.
Bet 20. Big day, non-burn day, bet 20.
I'm betting it's either Joe
hold
or
on,
Clifton.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hey, Walter Mann just called me, and he told me to tell y'all next time y'all got something to say, that dumb shit, keep it to yourselves.
He just called. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. Who called you?
Walter Mann just called. He told me to tell y'all.
Who?
Well,
I'm back on me.
Like I said, I ain't got no more. Y'all keep bringing up that shit.
No,
though,
I'm
man.
Sorry,
so he,
man.
He,
I had a fucking.
He got knocked off. He said he was gonna tell you, but he got knocked off.
LeBron, that's the best. LeBron, that 20's a bet. LeBron, that 20's a bet.
Listen, we got $5 on each race. We got $5 on each race, and then a $20 bet about Drew Shakedown.
Yeah, listen. If you do more than one, you pay. That's not including the race. Now, I mean, if you do one shakedown,
that's just his shakedown. Cause I'm gonna tell you what, his first shakedown, he ain't gonna see the number he want to see, so he's gonna do it again. And then the best thing about it, I got him right where I want him at. It's gonna be hot as a mother lover that day.
Hey, Long Island Joe, what do you think about my man, Seven Surfer, knocking off Jamie Triggerman with the 1-1, gave that man a 1-1 and cleared out his life. What do you think about that?
I think it was nice, buddy.
That was ugly.
What happened when he went out there last time and ran and knocked the tires? I ain't never seen him knock the tires.
Yeah, it was. He said water was coming up through the track.
He was looking transmission fluid when he left.
Yeah, he left transmission fluid.
Well,
when he left the line, it was transmission fluid right there.
Fluid. I saw that, Marcus. Mm-hmm. It was transmission fluid on the track. He was leaking it. That's why he hit the tires right there.
If you go to my live, you'll see it when they started wiping it up. It's on there.
But tell him to fix that raggy motherfucker and bring it to Bugs Creek.
But when he went up against Dimebag, he hot lapped that car. He hot lapped it. Good God almighty. That man made a shakedown and put that bitch right back up to the starting line.
We tried to tell y'all, but y'all don't be listening. So I'm just glad he proved the point on that race.
Said about maybe your family being able to afford the mortgage.
Jeff, what did you tell him? What are you telling him to do?
Fix that transmission, bring that raggy motherfucker to Bud Creek August 7th. It's going fucking fast.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
some fans. Hey, look, we close to the water too. He right down his alley. He can go surfing when I get done knocking his dick in the dirt. He can go there and go surf.
You gonna give him the one? You gonna give him the one and one?
I ain't giving motherfucking nothing.
Why?
I'll give you the one and one. How about that?
Of course you can give me the one and one, Jeff. Everybody can give me the motherfucking one and one.
Well, I didn't ask that. I said I run the motherfucker head up. Like you said, be a man. Get that motherfucker up there.
Did he just offer Antoine one and one? He offered Antoine one and one?
Man, I can't live with his car, man. His
car is kicking the shit.
Listen, I'm gonna be real with Jeff's car. Jeff could sit out at the 300-foot mark, and I take the break. And by the time I get to him, he can leave, and he's still beating me. Fuck. That's
no,
our best shit.
I ain't doing all that. But look, get that Silver 60 lock in, man. God damn. That motherfucker goes 5,000 miles a race. He can go fucking 62 miles a race, man.
Well, I don't know. I saw a message. But I know he could probably take both transmissions out.
They fixed him up fucking one day. God damn. He got 3 weeks.
I'll talk to him. I'll definitely talk to him. That ain't the issue.
Get Marcus back on the phone, Antoine. Get Marcus back on the phone.
He's on here.
He done fell out. When Jeff said that, he fell out.
He probably got out the damn truck and disconnected his Bluetooth.
Hey, Jeff, what you said? Hold up. What you said, Jeff? 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 H
prisoner.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell, Fat Albert.
Ain't gonna ring no bell.
Fat Albert. That motherfucker go to Texas. That bitch go to Texas, Georgia, all across the country, and won't go 62 miles from his house. Motherfucker scared to death. Silver City.
Hey, I tell you what. I tell you what. You give that man a one-on-one, and I'll make sure he'll go 82 miles. He'll go to Butch Creek, past Butch Creek, and come back in Butch Creek for that one-on-one. Now.
I guess he will. How about if I give you all three things in drag race for that fucking slow-ass Nova you got? How about that?
Red Rock.
Marcus and Red Rock.
Red Rock. Hold up. Yeah, I'll take that to the 330. I'll take it. I goddamn right, I'll try.
Being in the stage lane.
Oh, man, stop it. Yeah.
No, well, look, I'm going down there to beat Ricky Fox up, so I might as well get two in one day. They are the teammates now. They got the same program, same tune or whatever. Get them both down there to the same
Really, let me ask you a question. Do you really, 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 really think you're going to fuck up Ricky Fox? I mean, be honest. This is the after-hour show now, so a lot of people didn't hung up. You can tell the truth.
Right. If we both leave together and both make the trip, he will be gapped. That's what I think.
Good God Almighty.
I don't miss no sleep over this. This is easy. Listen, we don't duck nobody, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Jeff, they said.
Let me tell you, Jeff. Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff, they said you ain't been testing, though. They said, how you going to talk all that shit and you ain't been testing nowhere?
Well, how he going to talk all that shit been testing 45 times? That tell me he ain't got what he wants. The fuck you keep testing. Because the motherfucker ain't seen the number he needs. He ain't seen what he needs to see.
Yeah, you could be right. But, you could be right.
Listen,
but,
let me tell you, look, I'll tell you a true story. It's a true story. I think I got the best tuner and the best driver in the country. But the tuner, here's how my tuner works. Whatever I bet, he says, Jeff, you've been doing this shit long enough. You make the bet. You set the race up. You do not have to pay me. All I want is 50% of the pot. Win, lose, or draw. If you bet a dollar, I want 50 cents of it. And that's the only way I get paid is if we win. So the other week, Ricky got on the phone you know, Ricky, you got to talk it up. Talk. I said, all right, Ricky, we run for 5,000. He said, no, that ain't enough. Make it 10,000. I said, that's fine. Lock in 10,000. So we're locked in for 10,000. So I called the goddamn tutor. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, buddy. I said, we locked in Ricky Fox. He said, well, that's good. He said, how much? I said, 10,000. He said, 10,000? What the fuck you do that for? I said, well, what do you want me to do? I ain't scared. He said, no, man, you should have did it for 20,000. Fuck that Ricky Fox. I said, oh, Lord.
Hey, Marcus.
Huh?
What happened to Sammy when we tried to get that race locked in? I'm back on mute.
Oh, Sammy threw his phone into the Hudson River and then hung up on him.
Ricky Fox said, just what? Hold up. Ricky Fox said, Red Rock, until he got my back wheels on his car right now. That's the only reason he said lock. He got my back wheels, my small tires, on Cannibal right now.
Why would he
That's
have
the only
on that
reason
he
said lock.
Why,
That's
listen,
the only reason
he
said lock. But your raggedy ass ain't doing shit, so go back on your gym thing. And Big Dave, what is he on? Big Dave, what machine he's using?
Sammy, why would he have you hold the man up on the phone when the man said, yeah.
I'm coming.
Yeah. Let's get deep. The man said, yeah, yeah. He said that shit.
And that's when I found out the man got my wheels on his car.
Hey, how the hell you didn't know that man had your wheels?
Hey, hold up, Rich, I think you know him,
he's from Maryland, he deals with a lot of Porsches and shit. His name is Rich, he won them in the raffle, and he sold them to Ricky Fox.
So what happened to your back wheels?
But they not
got sold, I just said that, I sold them.
For what?
Because I'm a big tire now.
Oh, man, shit.
So you're a bit, you say, oh, watch this. So you're a 484. What, I don't give a fuck with you. No, you're small.
I bet you won't lock in Jeff Rogers with his big
you put, up the, you put up the deposit for him, I'll lock him in. You put up the deposit. Put $5,000 right, on $10,000. I'll lock in Jeff right now.
Nah,
you
I
put
ain't
the deposit in. All right, then. Put your raggedy ass down.
I mean, Sammy. I mean, you're trying to get out of the race. You trying to get out of that race any way you can.
No. Would you lock in ODB? Would you lock in ODB?
With who?
Would you lock in ODB?
Yeah.
With who?
Sweet and Low and ODB.
No.
That's who.
Oh, you talking about your partners? Oh, okay.
But I tell you what, I will do. Now listen
and
to me carefully. What I will do.
You got no oil pressure.
No,
shut
you
up.
Shut the hell up. You listen close to what they're saying.
You got no oil pressure.
I'm about to disrespect you. I'm about to disrespect you. To listen carefully. I tell you what I will do.
Yeah.
Bring Crazy with the Delmar. I'll roll you all head up off the fucking trailer. You ain't nobody special.
When?
When? Crazy bit not over. We can lock in the.
When?
We can lock 1 week
when?
In and 1 week before.
When?
I just told you.
When?
Praise the event in October. We can
right,
we
you come
the money
Island,
in 1 week before.
You come to
straight
Island Dragway and run off the
Don't
trailer.
Talk me the fucking
You
death.
Come to Island Dragway. You come to my home track and you come off the trailer.
I'm not coming to no guardrail track.
I'm not going to Delmar.
I'll do you the same way the OG did that's doing LeRon. I'll pay you to come down here. Now come on, who pays you?
Now
come fuck with me.
How much you gonna pay me?
What you mean? I'll pay you $500.